Some of what you are about to hear might be deemed offensive by some people. If you are insulted by people arguing about the New England Patriots and pretty much anything else, or by subjects like soap with a slot, gutter cleaners, people with big heads, Bilpolian, Egypt, wedge salads, and drilling for oil, you probably shouldn't listen to PFW in Progress. But if you do listen and hear something questionable, please do not be offended. We're just trying to entertain. In other words, some of the content of PFW in Progress may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
This is PFW in Progress.
Who's the past first round pick who stopped the run to move the sticks?
Draft!
Damn right.
Who is the man that the Pats select for the way he ran?
Draft!
Who's the Pat we'll talk about after he decides to come out?
Draft!
They say this Pats draft is a bad mother.
Shut your mouth!
Just talk about draft!
Now, from Patriots Draft Headquarters in Foxborough, Massachusetts, Fred Kirsch.
You're damn skippy.
Paul Perillo.
I resign.
Andy Hart. Eric Scalavino.
I'm not doing it with you, no.
And the NFL Draft.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress, the special, the third of our special draft shows here from Gillette Stadium on day three of the NFL draft. We're in the middle of round six as we speak, and the Patriots had a couple more picks.
Great picks.
Good picks,
Why
says
am I
Andy.
So loud?
I don't know. But, yeah, Patriots are doing a pretty good job after a shaky start by most of the fans' emails that we got. I think everyone's...
Because they're taking players we've heard of and talked about.
Right.
That's all that matters.
Right. I think everyone is sort of, you know, calmed down and looked at the picks at the peak of... Patriots have taken since and said, hey, they make sense to me. And so things are good right now.
People aren't even mad that they took two tight ends from Florida. Well, three players from Florida and then two tight ends.
Right.
These little
bunches. I'm not even mad.
Well, I like the
That's
two
amazing.
Tight ends they took because they complement each
they
other.
They do, Fred. Well said. Yep. A nice complementary pair. Had they taken Aaron Hernandez as the only tight end option, I would have hated the pick. But when you line him up with Gronkowski, who's big, traditional, can block. Then you have an H-back type with a little more athleticism, although I personally believe his athleticism is a little overrated. I think it is a nice, young, developmental group, and you pair him with supposedly a leader. We've never even talked to him, Algie Crumpler, but supposedly a leader, good veteran presence. They've turned that over pretty quickly here from going from Baker, Watson, then nothing. They have a nice little trio there now.
And that's what we talked about at the Combine when we were assessing the tight end position was that Hernandez, even though he was the Mackey Award winner,
right,
wasn't really your prototypical tight end that you think of. He was more of that H-back kind of role.
Which the Patriots use. I mean, Watson
they do use
was
it.
All over the place.
Sure. But
Dave Thomas, before he got traded, was all over the place.
And they did it in the right order. They took the stud tight end with the first pick, and then they took the complementary one a little bit later. And they're pretty much set at the position now, where they came in being question right. marks all over the place.
Well, they're set if the guys can play.
Right.
If this
turns
back the
saying.
Clock to Dave Thomas,
sure.
Garrett Mills, and wasn't there another one even that year? If it's those guys and they're not on the team in a year or two, then they're not set.
All right. webradio@patriots.com is the email address. We'll be here until 4 o'clock Eastern time with our last show of the draft. Of course, we'll be back next week at our regularly scheduled times.
Right.
But this is it for the draft for 2010. And Patriots have,
six picks left.
Six picks left, one at the end of this round, which is six.
Four of which are compensatory, so cannot be traded. So
right, they're going to have to take them.
They're making four picks in the final two rounds. They could make six.
Okay.
Could make 100,
Hey, Doc, do you have – Jonathan Kraft was on EEI yesterday, and he mentioned this show. And I don't know, Doc, if you were able to – let me know if you can queue up that, because I thought it was pretty interesting what he had to say.
He said one second.
One second. Anyway.
We should talk about the punter as well. Zoltan Mesko, as predicted by Eric Scalavino at the Combine.
Yep.
Big-footed lefty punter out of Romania.
You said you were going to – you were the one that said the Patriots were going to take
it. No? All right, well done, Fred.
Well
yeah,
done, well Frederick. Done. Well done. No, Eric is our on-staff kicking expert. He breaks it all down, whether it's place kicking or punting. He's obviously, like the rest of us, noticed Bill only takes left-footed punters, which Zoltan
fits the mold. It is a bizarre
trend.
Paul's going to ask him about that today.
But the one big difference is this is a, by all accounts, a big leg. This is, I mean, he's a guy at 6'4", 240, the Ray Guy Award winner, I believe, in college.
And captain.
And a captain. Self-described field changer.
From
your end of the field to their end of the field. None of this Chris Hansen, Ken Walter, oh, I'm going to try to angle it so they can't return.
Well, but here's
the thing,
Andy.
He can kick it if he needs to kick it.
Right. That's the thing. He can if he has
to. None of those
other
guys could.
That's the difference.
They had to be situational punters because they couldn't boom
it. Right.
I like a guy who can be situational, and if he needs to, boom it.
And if he needs to boom it, boom it
as well.
Well,
okay, but we – so you said you're pretty sure he can boom it. Can he situation kick?
Yes.
Well, can he?
Yes.
Is he an accurate kicker?
Did they do a good job when they drafted the kicker?
Goskowski?
Yes.
Sure.
Did they do a good job when they drafted the long snapper?
Yes. They're set for
when they choose to use a draft pick on a specialist, including in the first round for a guy who blocks kicks, Devin McCourty. They know what they're going after.
Yes. He just
I
talked
have full
about
confidence,
it.
Fred.
I believe 22 touchbacks in his entire career.
He just talked
so
about
pretty
it
good.
On his conference call,
which
we just completed. And what they used to do at Michigan was try, the last couple of years, was try to get him to kick between the college numbers and the sideline when they were in situational.
Right, and that's a wider hash mark. So.
He's been working on it. He said he's not perfect at it, but he's been working on it the last couple of years. So I think he's a little bit farther ahead of where most punters might be at this point. As far as that goes in the NFL, because most of your college punters are just, you know, booming as far as you can. And
right.
That's the name of the game. But, you know, Andy's point that he made was right. You want to have a guy who can do both, because if you're down here and, you know, at your own goal line, you want to try to get it over to at least the 30
on the other side of the field. They never had a guy that could flip the field.
But if you're punting from the 50, you want to be able to angle it inside the 10 or the 5.
Now, how does the Michigan Big House compare to the swirling winds of Gillette?
The winds are less an issue there. The Michigan Big House
it's
is
a
set
bowl.
And it's also set into the ground.
It's not opened. Yeah.
The bulk of the stadium is below ground. It's not a big above ground. But, yeah, it's a closed bowl below ground. So
right.
I'm guessing the wind, you know, I'm just sort of extrapolating on facts here. I don't really know.
I don't know about the winds at the Big House either, but I'd also say that even though it's a cold weather
Michigan.
Place, the majority of their games are played in pretty good weather.
Yeah.
You know, by the time the really bad weather sets in, the college season is over, the college regular season.
But he played high school ball in Ohio, obviously went to Michigan.
Yeah,
so he's
say the same thing.
He's at least kind of used to the elements that he's going to see here. Might not be as frequent, but yeah.
Hungarian.
From Romania, he speaks Hungarian, Romanian, German, and English.
So he and Vollmer will be able to communicate.
Right.
English.
The first thing he said was, you know, how thrilled he is to be here because Tom Brady, this is his favorite team as a fan. Growing up, this was his favorite team. Brady was his favorite player because of the Michigan connection. And kind of joked about, you know, being drafted a round higher than Brady was. And
that is kind of funny.
And that his locker is pretty much going to be next to Brady's because punters usually have a low number in that area.
Unless they bring in a troubled receiver.
Yeah, he held for 3 years at Michigan, so he's already got that experience.
I know it sounds like a minor thing, but that's something that Bill thinks is very important.
Right,
it is important.
The puncher-kicker thing, because he doesn't like having the quarterback do it because he feels like the quarterback has enough other things to do. The punter and kicker spend all their time together, so it only makes sense for, you know, according to Bill, to have the punter serve as the holder. So that's something he's going to have to get used to as well.
Interesting thing about his being elected a captain was that he's another one of these lead-by-example types, and we have a lot of them on the Patriots that, you know, we're getting more of these so-called self-anointed vocal leaders, but for the most part, the players on this team are lead-by-example. And it's curious at a punter, because usually the specialists hang out by themselves. They're always considered the weird ones of the group.
Yep.
As you know. But this was a guy who just made friends with people.
I think we definitely know that
one. You can tell when you talk to him. He's a very likable guy. And he said he earned his teammates' respect because anytime anybody needed anything, he was always there for them and quietly developed that rapport with his teammates. And he said, you know, obviously I'm not going to come in here and you know, become a leader or a captain right away. But he's like, you know, I'm sure I'll develop relationships as we go. And if anybody needs anything, I'll be there for them. And, you know, he's already well-spoken and saying all the right things. And
so it's at least two captains, Spikes and
There's more than that. I
Mesko.
Think there's five of the guys that they've picked so far were captains of their team. So
okay. Five.
Yep.
Wow.
Dan LeFever just got picked for the Bears, by the way, the quarterback.
That's a okay pick.
Not bad.
Web radio at Patriots.com. As teased, Doc has that audio from Jonathan Kraft yesterday. Let's hear it.
For those that want Patriot talk when other talk radio stations are talking other stuff, go to Patriots.com and listen to PFW in Progress.
So that was Jonathan on EEI.
That's it? Well, I thought my name was used.
Joining
keep rolling.
Live here in our studios at Gillette is Jonathan Kraft.
These are our studios, by the way. No,
I love
I'm
that. Did you just leave me?
I'm joking. Wow. I'm joking. Wow. Fred Kirsch, Andy Hart, they're here every day. Paul Perillo, one of your own.
Yes, sir, exactly.
Paul no longer works for the Patriots. You know, we just rent Paul.
I like the fact that
and Eric is irrelevant.
I like the fact that he reminded Glenn that I work for EEI.
I like the fact like that I came
it's
first.
It's been a while.
Yeah. So that we just thought we'd play.
So Eric,
I did like the way Jonathan jumped in on that.
At least these are our studios. The owner left you out.
Mm-hmm.
The head coach bitch slapped you in the press conference.
Oh, we should talk about that last night.
Undressed you
last night.
I mean, undressed you.
I mean, I thought you were going to report him to HR. The way, I mean, that was he really slapped you around.
Unnecessary too. I didn't ask him anything controversial. I asked him a legitimate question. There were two guys on the board when they picked Jermaine Cunningham from the same school, Carlos Dunlap, who was...
Right. You just want to know how hard a decision it was.
That's all I wanted to know.
Right.
He wouldn't even let me finish asking the question, and he was jumping down my throat.
Or if it was a decision.
Right.
But he didn't even get the question out of his mouth, and he was...
just because they were picked
dismissed
in the draft near doesn't mean they had him, so he could have said, you know...
Exactly.
The decision we made at that point didn't come down to those two players, whatever.
Or just in your evaluation, was there any sort of deliberation...
Instead, he went on
who's the
on
better
some
player.
Rant about the
yeah,
MVP
that's the guy we
of the
picked.
Bowl game.
Obviously,
and,
we picked him.
And,
what are you looking for?
Yeah, thanks
a
lot.
He was telling everybody how much better Cunningham was than
right,
Dunlap.
Right,
but, you know, Eric was abused, I think.
Absolutely. I think maybe he thought you were Jason Lockenfora. I think he thinks I'm he who shall not be named.
Maybe.
Possible.
Maybe. Could
well,
be
you were the person who was not named by Jonathan Kraft.
Yeah.
That's you.
All right, web radio at patriots.com. Why don't you guys run?
Eric picked the punter. I want everybody to remember again. Eric nailed the punt. Eric picked the punter.
Oh.
Thanks a lot, Andy. I like when I even make you laugh.
You know, see now, well, why don't we run down the Patriots picks so far? Who wants to do that? No one?
Wait, okay.
Anyone?
They picked Aaron Hernandez in round 4.
Tight end out of Florida.
Yep.
Tight end out of Florida, former Mackey Award winner. And then in the 5th round, number 150, they took Zoltan Mesko, the punter,
right,
as we've been talking about.
Right.
And that's it. I think that's it so far, right?
Well, what about yet? Let's recap yesterday as well.
Okay,
well,
yesterday.
Why don't we just go back to the first pick?
I know,
then?
Right.
Well,
in the first round on Thursday night, as we all know, they took a quarterback out of Rutgers, Devin McCourty,
who met with the media on the field here at Gillette Stadium today.
Very nice young man by all accounts. So he had his little introduction to the in person to the local media.
Mm-hmm.
Second round last night, 3 picks.
Kyle Brady.
First
I mean Rob Gronkowski.
First one was Andy's little binky, Rob Gronkowski, another tight end.
No longer my binky.
Out of Arizona. He's a big tight end. Hernandez is a smaller guy and more of a hybrid type. But Gronkowski was taken with the first of the 3 second round picks.
At 42.
Both. Yep. They
then
traded up to get him.
Outside linebacker out of Florida, Jermaine Cunningham was the next selection, and
53.
Then about
we begin the Gator portion of our draft.
Then another linebacker out of Florida, inside guy this time, Brandon Spikes, a PFW favorite. All mm-hmm. 3 of us were
Woo!
Really, really high on him. So that was what they did in the second round. Then they had a third round pick. They
pick.
Took a wide receiver out of Ohio University, Taylor Price.
Mm-hmm.
Speed burner, number 90.
Decent size, but great
overall
speed, and pretty good production.
Undersold production, including by the head coach of the New England Patriots.
For an
who ripped Frank Solich's offense.
Yeah, for an offense
all of
that was
picks,
very bad, by the way.
Yeah, I got to tell you, what's Bill doing? I went in there all happy, excited, Brandon Spike, Rob Gronkowski, Pro Bowl, and he's telling me, Rob Gronkowski is Kyle Brady. He's big. He's virtually a tackle. Oh, great. Glad we took him, traded up, take him in the second round to be a tackle. And then he gets to Price, and he's talking about his
didn't play a great offense.
Not a great offense. Yeah. Get back-to-back 50-catch seasons. I mean, to me, at the college level, that's good. There's a lot of guys that don't have You know, some guys come out, the guy, the Citadel guy, had like 285 catches. That's the rarity. Most guys in their career have 100-and-something catches.
Yeah.
They build to that last year where they have 60 balls, and the total for their career is 140 or whatever.
Sure.
So I think Bill undersold some of the prospects last night, except Brandon Spikes, who he absolutely raved about and said moved as well as any inside linebacker he's seen in the last few years. And let's remember, they took a guy
at
number 10.
By the way. Moves
no, he said any, though.
But he actually compared him to his own guy, too. He moves as well as Jerry.
I don't care. Any. Patrick Willis came through recently. Any. Tackle to tackle can move as well as any. So take your 506, basically, and put it in your pipe and smoke it, he said. So,
well, I like what...
Those were the five guys they took in the first 2 days.
When you combine McCurdy with Spikes and Cunningham...
It's starting to not be funny and a little annoying.
I like what they've done on defense here. I mean, you know, well, now when you add in the cornerback with the inside linebacker, Spikes, and the edge rusher in Cunningham, makes a lot of sense.
The developmental project edge rusher.
I'm not, he's don't expect him to just step in and play all three downs and have 11 sacks. I know you think he's Roosevelt Colvin, but let's pull off a little
bit. I was watching a lot of tape this morning.
There's a chance that he doesn't play this year.
Yeah.
Let's put it that
way. I was watching a lot of tape this morning.
I don't think there's a chance of that. But.
I mean much. I mean, you know.
I think, as I said yesterday,
I would be surprised if he starts.
They need bodies to play.
I mean, I don't see
Rob Ninkovich, I mean, they don't have bodies. If Thomas is gone like we expect and if Burgess is gone like we expect, somebody's got to play.
I don't see him stepping into a starting role. Let's put it that way. But I do love the pick. I think that's the kind of guy they need. They needed an athletic guy that they could develop on the outside in that role. I think it was a terrific pick.
And if you look at him, lower body, powerful, very powerful.
He's definitely a two-way player in terms of playing the run and has the athleticism to get after the quarterback a little bit. He also seemed to be sold as a leader in that same mold with the others, with Brandon Spikes at Florida, a former roommate of Spikes, and the Patriots actually worked them out and
did
film and everything together.
Right. They were both captains.
So that could be one of their little stories down the road, how they're the dynamic duo of, well, kind of like Guyton and Mayo.
So now where does McKenzie and Guyton fit in here?
You have depth now. See, all of a sudden now you actually have some guys to throw out there. You don't have to sign Junior Seau on October 1st because you got nobody.
That's a great point about Seau. I think that...
what have we been looking for years, Paul?
McKenzie...
3-for-2. We're big fans of 3-for-2 on the outside, 3-for-2 on the inside.
Yeah, now they have maybe, I don't want to get ahead of myself, and they maybe have 3-for-2 on the inside now with Spikes, McKenzie, and Mayo. I think it opens up Guyton to move into a sub role, which I think is what he is best suited for with his speed. I think that he doesn't really fit as an inside linebacker. I know he doesn't fit as an outside linebacker in a 3-4. He's not big enough. He gets overwhelmed. I think if you can limit his snaps and get him on the field in sub situations, now you're maximizing what Gary Guyton might be able to do for you. I really like that. So I like the things that they did with those picks because they needed to get some players on defense.
How many guys drafted will start in September?
So far, let's see.
And name names.
Gronkowski.
Thank you.
One.
Well done.
Spikes.
I say Spikes starts as well, Eric.
Right away?
Really? Well, that's why I said September. Maybe not. You know, he might tell his hometown newspaper he's going to start opening day, and then Bill won't start him, and then he'll start week two.
Yeah, see, I don't think he'll start initially. I think he'll get starts this year. I don't think it'll be right away.
Well, double-digit starts.
The reason I say that, too, also, is because we're not sure what we're going to get out of Tyrone McKenzie coming off that knee injury.
I like that.
You know?
Because I have a lot of hope for Tyrone McKenzie, but now you do have a little bit of a safety net where you have hope for a couple guys, and you hope that one of the hopes works out.
I hope. Webradio at
patriots.com. I just try to stay positive at all times.
Hope and change.
Bill was trying to knock me down a few notches from my post of positivity.
Hold on now.
Frakes and beans. Beans
Wait
and
a
cranks.
Minute now.
Well, I don't think he wants to come off and, make any guy that he just drafted a starter. So,
but they're going to have to.
Certainly wanted to pat himself on the back for moving around and manipulating the draft board as best
need,
as anyone.
They need bodies.
Yeah, but there's no doubt that Spikes and Cunningham were key parts of the Florida defense. There's no doubt that Gronkowski... when he was healthy, was very productive, has good hands, can get some yards after the catch. He's not a speed burner, but he's a big, big target for Tom Brady, and we like that. This other kid, Hernandez, a smaller tight end, but seems to be able to do stuff with the ball once he gets it. Could be sort of like an H-back type of thing. gives them some options maybe on offense. Again, we don't know if he's going to play right away, but that's the potential that he has.
We should also add that amongst yesterday's maneuverings, the Patriots traded a third-round pick to the Panthers for a second-round pick in next year's draft, and that would now have them on paper set up to have, again, four picks in the first two rounds, and if you think the Panthers and Raiders are going to suck, two potentially high picks in the top half of the first round from Oakland, the top half of the second round from Carolina.
It was just a masterful working of
Nobody
the board.
Nobody manipulates the draft board like the New England Patriots, Bill Belichick, and Ernie Adams.
Just masterful the way they
assuming
the
players they take can play. If they manipulate the board and come away with a bunch of Jags, then they didn't do their job.
They wrote the book.
And by the way, this Florida thing, are we feeling good about this or bad about this?
I'm not.
Chad Jackson, Jeremy Mincy?
John Hand?
Dan Stevens? No, Dan, I don't know, some offensive line.
Yeah,
I think
it was John Hand, wasn't it? The offensive lineman?
Now, did he play with his hand?
You know,
there was a cornerback, too.
Pants on the ground. Hand on the ground.
It would be interesting to talk to Belichick and say, assuming that you did the same research on a guy like Chad Jackson that you've done with these other guys, how did you miss it? How did you miss?
Eric, you want to ask that one?
Might as well.
No, because he's never going to answer, but it would be just,
answer if Eric asked him.
Eric won't like the answer. But.
Did Chad Jackson just buffalo everybody in his interviews that you just.
See what he did there?
You just miss.
He's a
bull
right now.
Yeah, you just miss the flaw that basically was his maturity, I guess.
Yeah, certainly was one of them.
He's still working in the NFL, but barely.
In Buffalo.
Yeah. All right, webradiopatriots.com.
To say he's still working is really not accurate. He's currently on a roster, but I don't think he's worked in the NFL consistently since he left.
I said barely.
What do they call him in the NFL? 4A player?
Yeah.
Good in college, not in the NFL.
Has he played two games since he left us? I don't think so.
I don't. No, he's one of those guys that is good enough to be
get on a roster.
One of the top 90 players on a team or whatever, when all the teams have their huge training camp rosters. And then when it starts to get pared down, he gets asked to turn in his jersey.
Seattle just took Anthony McCoy out of USC.
He's the real McCoy.
In the sixth round. Does he have microfracture surgery as well?
No, weed.
Okay.
Failed the drug test.
That's ridiculous. That's great value in the sixth round. Because he can play.
Pete Carroll smoking buddy.
He would know. Pete probably... No, never mind.
What? Go ahead. Got him the weed?
Pete was living on campus in a co-ed's apartment, and then he probably hooked him up.
That was a good story that didn't really blow up like I wanted it to.
Yeah.
We like to have fun.
It disappeared, instantly.
Yeah. You know what that proves? If they like you, they bury things.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder what he was burying and where.
Oh boy.
All right, let's take...
So who are we talking... Were you going to take a break?
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break. We got a lot of emails.
It's the first break.
We'll be right back.
Call or email PFW in progress. Your input is always welcome.
Wrong. Try again, dumbass.
Patriots.com radio.
Just found out American Airlines flies to more than 250 cities in 40 countries. That's a lot of flying. So basically, that's 250 different things that I can put on my out-of-office auto reply. Why, I could say, island hopping in Hawaii, returning Friday. This is going to be fun. Better yet, swimming with whale sharks in Cancun back on... Wait, that sounds dangerous. Oh, I know. How about samba dancing in Rio back on Monday? Sure. Well, not really. But with flights to over 250 cities in 40 countries, it's easy to get wherever I want to go on American. Even if it just happens to be sales meeting in Des Moines, back tomorrow.
What will you put on your out-of-office reply? 250 cities, 40 countries, unlimited possibilities. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
Okay, so to recap, these are last year's sales results, and here's how we stand now. I need some clutch players who can get us some numbers up on the board. Ted.
Yes, sir.
In the fourth quarter...
Fourth quarter.
We've come from behind in the fourth quarter before. Ted!
What?
I need you here in the shotgun. Put on this helmet.
It's a garbage can.
Do it.
But it's dark in here.
Susan!
Yes?
What? You're going to reverse right and then break left at the cubicle.
What?
I am.
Let's go!
Mr. Krevelin?
I was awkward.
Think football? Bank football. Get Patriots banking only from Bank of America. Get the Patriots logo on your checks, debit card, and your Patriots Extra Points credit card. Use Extra Points rewards to get tickets or even stand on the sidelines during pregame warm-ups. Plus, you get a bonus match on your Keep the Change savings. To get Patriots banking, go to a banking center or bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
What?
You can take the trash can off now.
What?
Keep the Change patent pending. Credit card programs are issued and administered by FIA Card Services and Bank of America and a member PIC. Copyright 2009, Bank of America Corporation.
Whoa.
The New England Revolution have more than just fans. They have supporters. A fan might say,
hey, buddy, would you knock off the shouting? I'm trying to watch the game.
But a supporter says, Revolution season tickets are on sale now and start at just $225 for 15 matches and 3 special events. Call 1-877-GET-REVS or log on to revolutionsoccer.net to get yours now.
This is Rich Eisen of NFL Network. Where do I go when I want my latest fresh, hot Patriots information? I go to PFW in Progress.
All right, back here at PFW in Progress. Web radio.
Sounds dirty when he says that.
I think that was the point.
Noises
web radio at patriots.com is the email address.
Did everybody see the Stephon Johnson piece on ESPN today?
Why are you talking like that?
How am I talking?
What,
like this?
Just stop it. Just stop it.
Fred, did you like that?
Well, the list is long but distinguished.
What do you think about
Johnson?
What do you think about Johnson's career in the NFL as a leader?
I don't think he'd be a very vocal leader.
I didn't know where you were going with that. I wanted to set up his joke that he told earlier.
No, but it is, we are all rooting for the kid.
ESPN, yes. Shelly Smith just got drafted.
Oh, she did?
Yes.
She's got the girth to play in the league.
She was great in the Poseidon Adventure.
I don't get it.
Kevin in North Carolina.
Which Kevin is this? Do I like this Kevin? Do I hate this Kevin?
I don't know, but he says, Andy,
you hate everybody.
I just wanted to thank you for always bringing great entertainment value to
the
draft,
this Kevin.
As always. I read that the Jets cut Alan Faneca. Is there a chance that the Patriots could bring him in for depth or competition? Stephen Neal is great, but his injury track record suggests that we should have a decent backup in that position. I'm not sure how much Faneca has left or if we would want him to be a bench guy, but I thought it might be worth a look.
I think he'll go somewhere.
And start,
and probably for a team that has a relatively young, the Chiefs. Go there, start, help out some of the young guys that they're drafting. You know, the Mike Vrabel theory type idea. To me, the need isn't
here. Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, sure.
Pete Carroll took another one of his USC guys, Anthony McCoy, the tight end.
Thanks for joining the show, Fred.
Sorry.
When you leave and go to the bathroom, you can't assume we didn't discuss anything while you were gone.
That wasn't me.
Why'd you say
Fred? That was Eric, by the way.
Yes, but you have mastered the idea of talking about something 10 minutes after we've already discussed it on the show, Fred.
Right. Eric?
Sorry.
Anyway. Who's Eric?
I was blogging.
Is he on this show? Because
I was
the promo things. I've heard from Jonathan Kraft says,
yeah, that's
Fred, Andy, and Paul.
Right, that's true.
Plus, there was an uncomfortable pause after Fred and Andy.
I actually enjoyed the pause, and I'm thinking, ooh, moving up. Moving on up.
Yemi from Texas, the news here in Dallas is that the Cowboys have asked Patrick Creighton to look for a trade partner, which means he'll eventually get released. I think the Patriots should go after him. He's a poor man's Brandon Marshall, a good possession receiver who can turn on the Jets after the catch. He can also solve our kick return and punt return problems. He had at least 2 returns for touchdowns last year. What do you guys think?
I hate him.
You don't like Patrick Creighton?
Can't stand him. Bad guy, loudmouth. Yeah. Selfish and
overrated.
I don't think he's anywhere near. I mean, I know he said poor man, so I don't want to beat up the comparison to Brandon Marshall, but I don't think he really has any. I mean, other than his bad attitude, I don't think he has anything physically in common with Brandon Marshall. He's a speed guy, not a possession guy. I don't like him at all. I don't like anything about his game.
Speaking of guys being released or traded, thoughts on what Seattle's doing? They got Lendale White and Leon Washington.
Yeah,
today.
They got a little thunder and lightning combination working over there.
What do you think about that?
I think for Seattle's, you know, I think that's a good upgrade in their backfield, but I don't have any. I think it's a great trade for the Titans to get rid of Lendale White.
Yes.
They have Chris Johnson and Javon Ringer behind him.
Oh, I am so bummed out.
Wow. Jonathan Dwyer went to Pittsburgh to run with Mendenhall.
Wow.
He needed a fullback in front of him.
I am so bummed out. I wanted Jonathan Dwyer, and the Pittsburgh Steelers just took him with the 188th pick.
Now, see, Fred, here's where you have to say, see, me and Kevin Colbert see eye to eye on these things.
Fred has never heard the name Kevin Colbert.
I know who he is. But, I like this guy, Dwyer. I thought he's a tough runner, looks for contact, hard to tackle.
Looks for contact. That's what I'm looking for in my running back.
Yeah, wanting to avoid contact.
So he's Andy Hart in high school? He runs right at the safety?
So just so you know, C.J. Spiller wasn't very good because he never had to break any tackles. And Jonathan Dwyer is good because he looks for contact.
Yeah, I just want to point out, Fred, you said Jonathan Dwyer was the best running back in the draft, and he just came off the board in the sixth round.
No, I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
I said
he's better than Spiller.
I said Spiller's a better running back than him, but I like this guy.
You're so full of crap.
But I like this guy because he's a big guy, and he's a bruising back.
You obviously lie.
There's some health problems with him.
No, there isn't.
Yeah, there is.
Yes, it's called a thyroid problem that makes him balloon up to 600 pounds.
Well, maybe, you know.
He was a good option wishbone running back. He can't do it on his own as a traditional tailback.
Well,
sorry.
I'm not sure about that.
I am.
No. Let's see.
I am, he says.
See, I can cut ties with my boy Colbert. He messes up every once in a while.
Well, he's human, of course.
Maybe he's just looking for value, or
will
literally,
you stop
he could be
talking like that with your hand over the mic?
I kind of like it.
Stop
like
it. It's really annoying. Very annoying.
I yelled at you every time you did something annoying.
You do. A lot.
You'd lose your voice like Mike Mayock.
That's true.
Day
Mike
three
Mayock.
We actually lost it on day two. It was really
he works 3 days a year, and he couldn't work the third day.
Mm-hmm.
He's like Paul.
It's poetic justice.
Rajiv writes in, I think I'm happy with the pick so far. I was a little underwhelmed with the first round pick, but with the selections in the second and third round, the cornerback pick makes sense. Is it just me, but I still think we're missing a dominant pass rusher?
Yes.
I might be completely off here, but I still would like to see some more pass rushers added to the mix. And what is going to happen to AD? Is the AD to branch swap possible now since Seattle has drafted Golden Tate? So what is your overall opinion about the draft so far? Though the important rounds for the Patriots start now, rounds 6 and 7, given our success or luck, whatever you call it. Carry on the good works.
I think Adalys Thomas will be an ex-Patriot by 4 p.m. on Monday.
You do?
I do.
I
think they will make a last-ditch effort to trade him. It either will or won't pan out, whether that's Seattle, whoever, and then I think they'll cut him. I think Bill foreshadowed that last night when he said a lot of guys will be on the waiver wire on Monday.
Yeah, and we've seen that already. Some guys have gotten traded. Fanica is one that the Jets tried to trade.
Right.
The Jets have been trying to trade him for a month, and they can't find any takers.
4 p.m. If you have an Adalys Thomas jersey, stop wearing it by 4 on Monday.
I don't think there's any chance that Thomas makes it to even the OTAs, never mind the mandatory minicamp.
Is this minicamp that, you know, the rookies come in and then they have a passing camp after that? Is that mandatory?
Not right on top. No.
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 And not right. It's not right on top of
no.
it either.
It isn't?
The rookie minicamp is this will be
right, this
next
week.
Next
but then
weekend.
I think right after, isn't there a passing camp?
Yeah, it would be like the end of May, like the May 20th,
yeah.
In the 20s somewhere. Because
it gets into the graduation and they leave for a while and that whole thing in Ohio State.
Right, they have to have,
blah,
like,
blah,
what
blah.
Is it, 15 days
yeah,
after they have the minicamp?
Rules.
They have to stay away.
Some of them
or
are for, like, the younger player. Like, I think the first one they did last year was for, like, I'd say year three and below, and then some newcomers came.
The guys who were going to have the jumps?
Yeah, I remember Fred Taylor was there with all the kids,
right,
if you
right.
recall.
And that worked
right.
out.
Never mind.
Paul wants to know, he thinks that Tyrone McKenzie played a little outside linebacker in college. Would the Patriots try him outside?
No.
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 He's an inside guy.
Here.
Here,
in,
right.
In a 3-4, he's an inside guy.
Okay.
Which, in a 4-3, can be outside. That's why Tyrone McKenzie played outside in college.
Daniel writes in, I love the Gronkowski and Hernandez picks. Do you guys think the fact that the Patriots wanted both of these guys means that the bubble screen should be a regular part of the offense again? I know Hernandez is more of a pass catcher, but how is Gronkowski creating separation in the passing game?
Gronkowski is the more natural receiver, I think.
Well, softer. Softer
hands,
he's smooth.
Yeah.
But it's not really about separation for me, those tight ends in the middle. The separation is enough room to get the ball in.
And bubble screens, I think, might be the most common play the Patriots ran last year. Wes Welker catches three bubble screens a game.
Even Randy Moss, they run those.
Randy Moss caught a few, too.
Yeah. John in South Carolina, here's how I look at the Patriots drafting so many players from Florida. Since we have drafted Bus from Florida, odds are at least two of our Florida picks will work out. So that's.
I just think it's so interesting that these scouts spend hundreds of hours everywhere, and Bill spends a little time in Florida and decides, I'm taking all the guys I saw.
And as he put it last night, you know, he did that pro day down in Florida, and when they worked them all out, he said it was like working out the entire first and second round.
His first and second round.
Yeah. I mean, it was.
Plus, let's be honest, Florida guys don't work out in the pros, except running backs.
Let's see. Big Al writes in, what a relief, two linebackers on day two, and Gator teammates no less. I'm officially back in the fold. The last time I experienced relief like that when I was in Iraq, and there wasn't a porta potty anywhere in the area, and, well, I'll spare you the details.
Why? I was getting interested. I like these stories.
Let's just hope this linebacker pair ends up better off than the linebacker combination the Bengals drafted a few years ago from the University of Georgia, Odell Thurman and David Pollack. Pollack injured his neck right away and had to quit football a la Andy Katzenmoyer, whereas Thurman quickly de-evolved into a huge pain in the neck. Pollack is in the Atlanta doing sports talk, TV, and radio, while Thurman is likely under some form of, let's just say, supervision within the criminal justice system.
Wow. Yeah, Thurman was a terrible pick. I think it's a little bit of an unfair shot on Pollack. He was a pretty good player who broke his neck.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't play anymore. That's a little tough.
Iggy in Madrid. For OC Omonura, do you make a trade sending them Lawrence Maroney and some picks? I do in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I mean, I would make that trade, but I don't think the Giants would.
I think they we talked about that yesterday
a little bit. As soon as the Giants took, as Andy says, Juan-Pierre Paul at 15 in the first round, I think, you know, all the rumors about Umanura wanting out of the Giants sort of come to fruition, but I don't know Umanura. I don't know where he fits in a 3-4. I'm not sure exactly. I mean, I think he's a good player. I don't think he's a great player. I think he can get after the passer, and he might be a guy that they could throw out there in the edge, and maybe he solves that pass rush problem. Maybe he can help you out there, because I'm not sure Cunningham, and I'm not sure it's fair to expect Cunningham to come in and sort of solve your woes there with the front seven in terms of getting after the passer. I don't think he's ready to do that.
He's a poor man, Sergio Kindle.
And I don't think Kindle was ready to do that.
No, that's what I'm talking about. So, an all-around player who I think will be very good for the system, but don't expect him to be Dwight Freeney.
Yeah, I think, seven sacks was his high. So, he can't get after the passer, but he's not exactly Lawrence Taylor here. I don't want to paint a picture here that's not accurate.
Doug from Blackstone, guys, you came through again with another great draft week. Three shows that are always informative and entertaining. I was looking around the rest of the NFL websites, and very few have anything at all for the fans, plus those that do are following the leaders. Pause to pat yourself on the back at PFW. The draft itself started shaky, but the picks overall look very solid. We, as fans, lust for players. Bill uses logic. That being said, Kool-Aid for everyone, and enjoy the rest of the draft.
Fred, your boy Jonathan Dwyer's on TV.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Well, you guys will see. I predict he will have at least one 100-yard game this year.
Jay Harrison had about four 100-yard games.
I mean.
And I still don't know what the J stands for.
What does that mean?
It means that he's better than you guys think he is.
Is it James?
I think it's Jerome.
It's Jerome.
Is it?
Oh. Yeah. No, James Harrison is.
Oh, yeah.
Defensive player Pittsburgh of the year,
right.
08.
You might have heard of him.
Might have heard of him.
Lines up opposite the tight end. Oh, you don't know where that is. And you are? Are you new to this show?
Do we know you?
No.
Are you going to talk the rest of this show?
Fred, my computer's dying. Can I get a new one?
No. Ave writes in from Longmeadow.
Paul doesn't not work.
Considering the Pats have seventh rounders, I'm a little surprised that the Patriots have not been able to package any of their picks to either move up or stockpile for 2011. I understand some are supplemental and non-tradable, but it seems to me that there were draft picks, poor teams that would have liked to have had multiple selections.
Pretty sure Bill has looked into trades.
Yeah, I'm still a little surprised, though, that they're going to probably end up taking 13 players overall.
Well, they probably won't sign as many undrafted free agents.
Sure, but I don't know.
Because you bring in about the same amount of guys.
Right.
You know, whether they're drafted or.
Isn't it 20?
and whatever.
Around 20.
Yeah, something like that.
You have
that.
To have enough to have a legitimate camp.
You got to bring a quarterback in there unless they make Hoyer go and do it again.
You know, sometimes with the 5 seventh-rounders, you'll actually, if you know, talking about money, you'll actually probably save money rather taking him in the seventh round rather than signing him off the street.
Yeah, because sometimes you're going to get bonuses to those UFAs to get him,
which
I've never really understood. You should have drafted him if you wanted him that bad.
Yeah.
Oakland. John writes in about Oakland. He says, who the hell is running the Raiders draft weekend? It's unusually reasonable.
Paul had a funny about that.
McClain, Houston, waiting for Bruce Campbell to drop, trading for Campbell. I don't know what to make of this.
Paul, explain.
Well, my very simple explanation is that today is Saturday.
Right.
And in the past, the NFL draft has begun on Saturday, and Al Davis thinks this is the first round.
He took Bruce Campbell and Jacoby
Ford. He wasn't aware that the first round was Thursday and 2 and 3 were Friday. He
what the hell are you guys up to
he
now?
He took Bruce Campbell, and then he took the fastest guy in the draft, Jacoby Ford.
Right. Speaking of fast guys, this receiver that the Patriots have drafted from Ohio. We haven't really talked a lot about him yet. Bill mentioned that, you know.
It's really unbelievable how little you pay attention
to
us.
No, we talked a little bit about
him. At length, Andy talked about his production and how many catches he had.
His speed,
you look
size.
Good job, Andy.
He talked about Bill Belichick playing him down.
Yeah.
But what do
but
you?
Also
we also talked about
everything.
What was good about him.
But what do you guys think about him? Paul, just be quiet. We have 2 hours to fill.
We like. Can we fill it with guys that we haven't talked about yet?
Wait a minute. Be quiet. We have 2 hours to fill. Fred,
that's all I'm asking.
I'm letting Andy talk because he went to the combine.
We didn't have any tape on him.
What about Eric?
You really are. Only one of the 32 NFL teams worked him out. That was your New England Patriots. He's a bit of an unknown.
But he was
productive. We had no tape of him.
He has a 40 time between unofficial of 4.26 and official of 4.4. 6 foot, decent size.
Yeah.
Andy.
Productive.
Sorry.
What?
James Starks.
Green Bay.
He's a Packer.
They've had a very good draft.
He always wanted to be a
Ted
Packer.
Ted Thompson and Andy. I don't really like Ted Thompson, but he's doing a good job drafting.
Stop talking about yourself in the third person, please. It's very annoying.
So back to Price.
I didn't say anything
you said
about
Andy.
Me.
You have to repeat that paragraph that you did 10 minutes ago and 5 seconds ago about Price because Fred wants more about him.
So what?
The price
anywhere
is
between,
wrong, bitch. Anywhere between 4.26 and 4.
Andy,
four,
hands
four
in route Fred, running. How four. Are they?
I've
we
never
don't have
seen
any tape.
We don't have tape for
we
the third time.
We have no tape
time,
of this
so
guy.
And only
that.
One NFL team worked him out. It was the New England Patriots. So, he's a bit of a wild card pick, Fred. How many times do you want me to say it? He comes from an archaic
and
offense.
And Bill talked about how bad the Ohio offense is, so he's a little bit underdeveloped in terms of his sophistication and route running and whatnot. Ohio, in fact, had the 106th ranked offense last year in Division I football. I think there were only 112 teams.
And he was 28.8% of the passing offense.
Very good production.
What more do you want?
But he still had over 50 catches, right?
I'm
going to hit him with a mic.
Owen in Belfast, what do you guys think of Charles Scott? He's like 240
like
pounds,
him.
Quick for his size. I'd like to take him with our 6th-round pick.
Injury guy last year, had a very productive year before that. I think like 1,300, 1,100 yards for LSU. I would take him. Did he go somewhere?
No. I would take him. Did he go somewhere?
So did you just say James Starks got drafted?
Yes, by the Packers.
That sucks. He could be their starter within a year because Ryan Grant's overrated. He's one of those guys, he sucks, and then I look and he's got like 1,200 yards. So he could be out.
And, Paul, one of those defensive ends that we like, the Clifton Gethers guy from South
Carolina.
Yeah, we talked
about him too, yeah.
Did you go to the bathroom again?
He's the guy who ripped up his quad, though, right?
Ramon Harewood. I don't have Harewood.
Remember that.
Owen also says, happy with the draft so far. I keep hearing similarities between Darrell Revis and Devin McCourty. Do you guys see any?
The only thing I saw was Greg Schiano who made that comparison.
Yeah. The comparison we've been seeing mostly is to Rondae Barber. And it's just because of the twin brother thing. But the film that we had of McCourty had nothing showing him against
much
the pass.
Thin. Now he's a couple of years out, Revis now, so maybe he's a bigger, but
he's not
anywhere near. He's a bigger guy, bigger corner. I don't see him as being anywhere near as thick as Revis. He's a kind of a skinny, slight guy. Haven't seen him play enough to know if he plays with that physical hands on you all the time. Like Revis gets right in your face, and that's how he plays.
But, right.
I like what I've seen with McCourty, but Eric's right. The tape that we had, we didn't get to see a ton of him.
There was nothing of him lining up in press coverage. The couple downfield where he battled for the ball and broke it up, and a lot of tackles
against
around
the run.
Yeah, against the run.
Yeah.
So,
and they were all against Syracuse.
You know, I've been
so he could be replacing, you know, guys like, you know, James Sanders when they go to the
Not saying much.
I've been bringing up a lot of the things about
I don't like him.
the things that I've been hearing on radio the last couple of days. And one of the things I heard Scott Zolak say, I brought up his things from yesterday. Well, this could be a guy, you know, he's real physical in the run game. You know,
Zolak?
You know, all of a sudden you bring him in and that helps you against Miami with the Wildcat. I mean, really? You draft him quarterbacks in the first round for their run defense?
For 10 plays a year?
Right. Sometimes these guys, they come out with stuff, and you wonder how they were ex-NFL players.
Shaheen says, love the show. What do you guys think about Jason Campbell at Oakland? Will that make our 2011 pick not as high?
Yes.
Yeah, but I don't think it'll make it, drastically different.
Yeah, I don't think it's the,
it's not like it's going to go from like 8 to 28.
But I think he's better than what they have.
He's better than what they have.
Yeah, so that could be one win, two wins.
Yeah. But I don't think it'll make too drastic a difference.
He's a rich man's Bruce Gradkowski.
I think it'll still be a top 10 pick. How about that?
I don't. I think it's out of the top. It was 8 this year. They were 8 this year. I think he's good enough for a win or two, and that gets you out of the top 10.
I'm with you, Eric. Top 10 pick.
Mark in Buffalo, first of all, excellent job in the draft. You think we will draft Myron Roll?
I think it's a plausibility.
I'd like that. Yeah.
A lot of people are questioning his passion.
Let's just
That's
let's
foolish.
Let's just take the state off and we'll draft him.
Well, is it stupid? Well, I mean, they were questioning it.
They were.
Who? No,
who's
they?
But
a lot of people.
It's stupid. Because, first of all, he had an opportunity that few have. So we don't know how many players would take the chance of the opportunity because they're few and far between.
And that opportunity was?
Rhodes Scholar, go to Oxford.
Right.
I mean, what are they, 30, I believe? Is that the number?
Per year.
That out of everything. I mean, that's lower numbers than the first round of the NFL draft. That's lower than anything. He had an opportunity that no one gets.
You have to take it.
And while there.
Eric, how many kids out of St. Mark's were Rhodes Scholars?
St. Paul's.
Oh, no, but I want to know St. Mark's.
Okay. Fred bounces between.
School.
He wants to talk real football and then being a wise ass.
Yeah.
Myron Roll goes to Oxford.
We got 2 hours to fill, Andy. That's why.
And got up like every morning at 5 a.m. and went out and did drills and did
He worked with the Oxford Blues, the rugby team.
Because he wanted to play in the NFL.
So yeah, people have to stop the whole questioning his passion thing. He wants
hogwash.
To play football.
Hogwash.
I wouldn't even take it a step further.
That's a good word for it, Fred. Hogwash.
You know, everything Andy and Eric just talked about is true.
That's
his,
picking
his
nits.
Dedication. But this is a guy who's smart enough to be a Rhodes Scholar, Fred, right? I believe his end game is to become a neurosurgeon.
That's right.
If you didn't love football, why on earth would you spend any amount of time trying to get in the NFL and delay that?
Because it'll pay for your medical.
You want your career to deal with brains, and you're going to go bang your head into people in a National Football League field.
Exactly.
I mean,
it makes no sense whatsoever.
Nor does his plan to be a neurosurgeon, by the way, but that's a separate show.
He wants to study firsthand the effects of the brain. Taking the excessive
violent collisions. How's he going to go back in time and get his brain back when it's all bunched in?
Yeah, but also 3 years in the NFL and you pay for your medical tuition. Mark in Buffalo also says
this point,
that
we're in the sixth round.
Belichick mentioned there will be some teams releasing players on Monday. Who do you think would be available?
Oh, and the crowd goes crazy here at Gillette Stadium.
And we're watching
the
under-19
soccer Revs Academy team celebrates its...
I think they just tied it up.
I think they just took the lead 3-2.
Oh, 3-2. Oh, the white team not happy. Fake another injury, you pansies.
This is the most soccer I've ever watched in my life, by the way, Fred.
What was the question?
I forget.
I didn't realize the Revs got this big of a crowd, though.
There is pretty good crowd
These
on the
These are the mini Revs.
There.
Yeah, this is a bigger crowd. I'm surprised by that.
The Dolphins are warming up to play next.
I know. That's what I was thinking.
What was the question?
Lacey Washington writes
girl,
in.
Right?
I live in Washington State and have been a loyal listener since 2001.
Wait a minute. Her name is Lacey Washington from Washington, or it's Lacey from Washington?
Oh, maybe it's Cisco from Lacey Washington.
It's Cisco.
Maybe.
The thong
maybe
song?
Is.
Isn't that what he sang?
I like Lacey Washington. We're going to call
her.
All
right, go ahead.
Anyway, I love your interaction, knowledge, and the average fan opinion you bring to the show. You all make me laugh, gag, spit out my drink, food, get angry, make think, Make and think. And at times frustrate me, but with that said, that is what makes you great.
Thank you. Please keep it up,
and although I don't get to write in or call, I will always listen to the show.
Thank you. That's a great email.
That's great. I can only hope there are about 100,000 others just like you.
That's the Cisco kid from Lacey, Washington. Let's see. John in South Carolina. Hey, guys, in the sulking Eric.
Yes, Cisco did sing the thong song. Thank you. I know my thongs.
Sulking Eric. That's a good name for Eric.
I like No Name Eric better.
No Name Never Eric?
Because the coach nor the owner know his name.
Right.
Not fair.
Considering our drafts, what is the big trade we need to make on Monday that will propel the Pats back to the Super Bowl?
Adalys Thomas for James Harrison.
That reminded me. That was the question. Who do we think will be released on Monday?
Adalys Thomas. Said it.
Did you? No, not from us. From other teams. Belichick.
Maybe.
What
I know. Maybe Deion Branch.
Darren McFadden.
That's a good one. Deion Branch. The Seahawks.
I think you have a shot for Branch, but I don't think there are going to be too many. They just
Jamarcus
had,
Russell.
I mean, you're talking about. There's been about 8 trades today. I think these are the guys that Bill thought might get released.
But now you could, I think, look to the places where the people went. For the potential
releases.
Yeah, that's
why I think Branch is a possibility.
Branch, Jamarcus Russell. Don't you think he could get really? I mean,
maybe
they
keep
him around
now that they took.
Because they're moving forward in a different direction.
Yeah. well said.
Exactly. Moving forward in a different direction.
Has anyone heard from Mike Mayock?
Who cares?
No.
I'm over here. I was right about that pick.
You know, you laugh, but that is a big blow. To the NFL Network coverage today.
Now they're going to lose their 1% of the ratings.
Now their ratings going to get down to a 0.3 from
that
a
was
0.6
a. I mean, you got really
Friday,
one
Thursday.
Expert. I mean, I know Corey Chavis is on there today, but really Mayock's your expert, and he's gone. You know, so let's kind of like start playing old NFL films today, I guess. You know, and concede to the ESPN because
put on one of those shows with Bo in it.
Concede to the ESPN.
I heard him.
How far away?
Funny? I always call it NFL Network instead of the NFL Network,
right.
And that's the reason I do, because I would never say the ESPN. It's ESPN. He goes the other way. He calls it the ESPN.
It's unbelievable.
But did it start as the Entertainment Sports Programming Network or whatever?
It's the name of a cable channel. I mean, you don't say the TBS.
I do.
The TNT.
I do.
Well, was it the TBS, the Turner Broadcasting?
Although you do say the History Channel.
The NBC.
I don't, but...
What do you say, History Channel?
It's the National Broadcasting...
do you say Neo Geo?
Nat Geo.
Nat Geo. Gay.
Neo Geo.
It's like Larry Asante. I'm going to call myself the assassin.
Paul writes in, hey, men of football, here's my short list of players for us to take with these last 5 picks. A quarterback. Be it Jevon Snead, who can be developed...
No. Jarrett Brown. No.
Jarrett Brown with his huge arm. A wide receiver.
That's not his arm.
Be it a small guy like Brandon Banks or a guy like Seyi Arotutu.
Ajiro Tutu from Fresno State.
Or
yeah, we
even
like
Desmond Briscoe, a running back, whether it's LeGarrette Blount, who is worth
Briscoe,
a pick now, or
Jamison
Cons, who plays a little back.
I'm the Coons.
Desmond Briscoe went to the Bengals.
Yeah,
that's right.
I thought I saw him come off lately.
Brandon Lang, defensive end. I think he is a value, but not really sure if he'd be a defensive end or outside linebacker.
Trindon Holliday just went. Speaking of little fast
to
wide
Houston?
Receivers, he went to the Texans.
Yep. I don't like him.
George Selvey.
Yes, I want him.
Myron Rowe, we just talked about him.
Of course.
I'll take Selvey.
I've sat here for 4.5 hours and will be here until the end, listening and watching, and have liked every pick, and not just from a homer point of view.
Well, yeah, again, we didn't not like...
What's
Devin
the point
McCourty?
Of watching if you're gonna like
we just
pick.
Didn't like where he was taken.
But now it's not bad.
After sleeping,
I don't. The first round pick didn't change for me based on what they did on Friday.
No, it's the same.
No,
I like the pick. I'm curious about the position. I feel the same exact way as I did for Thursday.
I think they feel a cornerback of his caliber. If they had waited into the second round, they wouldn't have been able to get.
So. And that's fine logic. I'm just saying I think that was need number 6.
What is his caliber and did we need that caliber?
Well, apparently they think they do.
I don't think that he was rated markedly higher than
Kyle Wilson or Patrick
Jared
Robinson.
Jared Odrick or
but Fred, just cuz they think it doesn't
you know,
make
some
it
other
right.
position that I think would have filled a bigger need.
They've screwed up enough things so they're worthy of question. You let me know when they're perfect.
Ken from Foxborough, love the show. Long-time listener, first-time emailer.
Hey Ken.
I love
to bring
the,
lunch over.
I love what the Patriots have done with all of this talent now on the roster. Who do you feel is worth a jersey in the pro shop?
that we just signed?
Spikes
is
going to
be
here.
A big seller.
Yeah. Gronkowski.
Gronkowski
is your best chance, I would say.
Well, as far as contributing, yeah, he might be a bigger contributor. But
which
I think
is the jerseys that people buy.
But I think as far as what people will like,
no.
I think spikes. You're middle
wrong.
Linebacker
don't
jerseys.
Sell. Mayo doesn't sell.
Did you see the nonsense that he was doing on NFL Network yesterday, dancing around? Fans are going to love that.
Yeah, but Urlacher.
Assuming he can catch.
Urlacher sells pretty well, right? He's a middle linebacker.
It's a different town.
But
Monsters of the Midway, there's a tradition there.
But
I'm just telling you the facts. Gerard Mayo doesn't sell.
Spikes will sell.
Why would Spikes sell?
Because it's a cool jersey to have, Spikes. People want that.
People if we were in Oakland.
I love how you fight him and his reason changes. Like, he starts scrapping and just changing. And
you know, and McCurdy, people won't be able to
McCurdy.
Pronounce.
McCurdy, I think, has a better chance than Spikes is Taylor Price. Because if he's a big play receiver and all of a sudden he has three games where he has a touchdown and a bomb, all of a sudden they want his jersey.
Right.
Oh, that could be. The Price could be right.
Brandon Spikes is a run-stuffing, tackle-to-tackle, inside linebacker. He's going to be good. He's going to help the team. He's going to be a leader, and he won't sell jerseys.
All right.
What's the want for?
Steve writes in from CBS Sportsline. I read about Taylor Price. Strong hands and routes. He was the best wide receiver in the Senior Bowl. So there you go. Somebody did their homework. CBS Sportsline.
Why don't you start sending me to the Senior Bowl, and I'd be happy to forget it.
That would involve him doing more
work. Be careful what you ask for.
Well, it's one of those things. I would love to go, but if I keep adding up weeks when I'm not at home, I'll pull a Brian Morey, and I'll get divorced.
Dan in Colorado
that was
Springs.
Very inappropriate.
That's what he always used to say when we went to the combine.
Yeah,
my wife's going to divorce me. My wife's going to shoot me. She didn't shoot him.
Yes. You're so full of it.
Fred, why is this new field getting all torn up by these youth soccer
players? It's not getting torn up. It's just that the rubber rises to the top, so it looks like it's getting torn up.
But
it's
the
not.
Cream rose to the top.
It's not.
But, like, there's I don't know.
You mean there's not actually holes in the turf, Fred?
What?
What? No, but I'm saying it's getting beat up by 112-pound, 14-year-old boys.
I just explained to you. That's nothing. Pay no attention to those black marks.
Oh,
it's
just pay
the
no
rubber.
Attention to it.
That's what I tell my wife when
exactly
she cleans my underwear.
Oh.
Like when they were doing the little running drills down in the corner there. You can see the lines that they were running around.
There's two J's.
Right.
Exactly.
They
the
really,
way
when they
was.
Put
I thought this was the new state-of-the-art
Duraspine
technology that didn't like
when
lose
they,
its
when
stiffness.
They put this field down, they really filled it to the brim with the rubber stuff.
So when's it going to go away?
It will go away eventually. The stuff just goes away.
See, I think it's the green stuff is bending over.
It isn't.
I think you're wrong. When did you become an expert? I got two guys on staff, Paul Perillo and Fred Kirsch.
He just put it in his front yard.
I'm an expert on field turf?
It's so
based on the story I read about it that you wrote.
That was out of the press release.
Yeah, I couldn't tell.
Jeez.
You were using, like, scientific terms. And
the thing about it, it's so filled up with the rubber, the it can't bend over at this point.
At least it used a rubber.
I actually think that might have been unintentional based on his face.
Dan in Colorado Springs, I've been watching the Bills slaughter their draft yet again, but there's something you haven't caught on to yet, and I've got to say I'm a bit disappointed. The Bills just picked up Edward Wang. Now, this makes their offensive line made of Levitra, pronounced Levitra, Wood and Wang. How would you guys miss this? If Fred would so eloquently put it, what the F?
I agree.
Too bad they didn't take Bob Johnson, too.
I don't. What did they take with the second pick?
Who?
Buffalo. I know they took Spiller. I don't think they murdered.
Oh, Jimmy Clausen, didn't
Terrell Troop?
I wanted him to take
Troop
Jimmy Clausen.
Troop was a little bit high, but he's a nose tackle.
I think the Golf Channel is doing
which
a show
they
next
needed
door now.
Because they're changing their defense.
Golf Channel.
So that was an important guy for them.
Let's see.
Do they have a quarterback, Paul?
No.
Thank you.
This is Nano writing in. Not sure how Andy and Paul haven't seen any film on Taylor Price. I never heard of him, but within 5 seconds, I was able to pull up highlights
We're
of him
talking about before
Tennessee
today.
On YouTube. I'm sure this isn't as good a film as you usually watch, but at least it is something to talk about, which is probably better than yelling at Fred that you have never seen a film on him. Thanks. Thank you, Nano.
We've never seen him play. Don't say thank you, Fred, because you didn't
thank
pay
you.
Attention.
I'm saying
just
thank
admit
you.
That you didn't listen when Andy broke him down twice, and you didn't listen either time.
Thank you, Nano.
because Andy broke down the whole thing for you, exactly what the other guy said previous to this.
Yeah, but
that
he
credited
seen...
CBS Sportsline. Actually, three times you didn't listen
to Andy. He
hadn't
seen film.
Fred, you three times you didn't pay attention to our combine expert, Andy.
You don't.
Yeah, but he hadn't seen film.
Was that intentional?
Hi, Eric.
Hey, girl.
Let's see.
Fred Kirsch, Andy Hart. Long pause. Paul Perillo, do a great job.
One of yours.
He's
one of yours.
All right, webradio at patriots.com is the email address. The Patriots are coming up on their sixth-round pick, is it?
Yeah. Yeah. Sixth round.
We are five picks away.
We seem to be moving faster.
All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
BFW in progress. Not your run-of-the-mill talk show.
Look, I'm not sure this place is working. The drinkers are smoking, the smokers are drinking, and the gamblers are having sex with everything that moves.
Patriots.com Radio.
Just found out American Airlines flies to more than 250 cities in 40 countries. That's a lot of flying. So, basically, that's 250 different things that I can put on my out-of-office auto reply. Why, I could say, island hopping in Hawaii, returning Friday. This is going to be fun. Better yet, swimming with whale sharks in Cancun and back on... Wait, that sounds dangerous. Oh, I know. How about samba dancing in Rio, back on Monday? Wish you were here. Well, not really. But with flights to over 250 cities in 40 countries, it's easy to get wherever I want to go on American. Even if it just happens to be sales meeting in Des Moines, back tomorrow.
What will you put on your out-of-office reply? 250 cities, 40 countries, unlimited possibilities. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
Okay, so to recap, these are last year's sales results, and here's how we stand now. I need some clutch players who can get us some numbers up on the board. Ted.
Yes, sir.
In the fourth quarter...
Fourth quarter.
We've come from behind in the fourth quarter before. Ted,
what?
I need you here in the shotgun. Put on this helmet.
It's a garbage can.
Do it.
But it's dark in here.
Susan.
Yes?
What? You're going to reverse right and then break left at the cubicle.
What?
I am.
Let's go!
Mr. Krevelin?
That was awkward.
Think football? Bank football. Get Patriots banking only from Bank of America. Get the Patriots logo on your checks, debit card, and your Patriots Extra Points credit card. Use Extra Points rewards to get tickets or even stand on the sidelines during pregame warm-ups. Plus, you get a bonus match on your Keep the Change savings. To get Patriots banking, go to a banking center or bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
What?
You can take the trash can off now.
What?
Keep the Change patent pending. Credit card programs are issued and administered by FIA Card Services and Bank of America and a member PIC. Copyright 2009, Bank of America Corporation.
Whoa.
The New England Revolution have more than just fans. They have supporters. A fan might say,
hey buddy, would you knock off the shouting? I'm trying to watch the game.
But a supporter says, Revolution season tickets are on sale now and start at just $225 for 15 matches and 3 special events. Call 1-877-GET-REVS or log on to revolutionsoccer.net to get yours now.
These are our studios, by the way.
Did you just leave the
way? I'm joking. Wow. I'm joking. Wow. Fred Kirsch, Andy Hart, they're here every day.
Paul Perillo, one of your own.
Yes, exactly.
All right, back here at the BFW Primer. Andy's guy, Charles Scott, just got picked by the Eagles with the 200th pick. And
Eagles have had a good draft.
Toyota pointed out that with the 199th pick overall, the Vikings picked quarterback Joe Webb. Another quarterback was picked 199 overall. You guys know who that was?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. So maybe the Vikings are thinking a little good luck maybe with that number.
That's really good luck going with Michigan.
Well, why not? At sixth round, 199, you're throwing darts at the board anyway.
Major dad is
that how we got Brady?
Goofball.
What's that?
Yes, actually.
Yeah. Hey, I'm one to admit that we got pretty lucky with Tom Brady.
I've got to give Fred credit on that. He's always been consistent on that.
Yeah. He's never consistent about anything.
A lot of people try to make that out to be a brilliant pick, and Fred has not ever been one of those.
We got really lucky, let's face it. If we thought he was going to be that good, we wouldn't have waited to 199.
We would have taken him a lot earlier than that.
But, you know, that's all history now.
That's history, pal.
It's water under the bridge.
Let's see. Emails.
A lot of them.
Michael writes in, missed the first hour. What have I missed? Yesterday I see we picked up a tight end and a kicker. So what have I missed?
In the first hour, you missed Andy breakdown Taylor Price four times. That gives you something in common with Fred.
Paul, really, that really rubs Paul the wrong way.
When you don't listen to us, you rub
Paul the wrong way.
Matthew sending us more tape of Taylor Price.
You heard me.
Why are you guys rubbing each other?
Let's look at the...
Everyone seems to be finding film of Taylor Price all over the web. That's good.
Philadelphia Eagles drafted Brandon Graham.
Yep.
Daniel Teonisham.
Ricky Sapp.
Charles Scott. They had a solid draft down there.
They did. That's what I said.
There's a reason why they're consistently one of the best franchises in the National Football
mm-hmm.
League.
Tom
Heckert. Is that who does it? No, he went to Cleveland, right?
Yes.
Joe Banner. Is that him?
Is he still there with the Eagles?
Dr. Banner.
Oh, Bruce?
Very good.
You won't like me when I'm angry.
Taz from Toronto, wondering three things. Andy, did that basketball player you wanted as a developmental project tight end get
Jimmy
taken
Graham.
Yet?
Yes, a long time ago.
He went somewhere.
I don't know where he went.
Forgot he went actually, a long time ago, Eric.
Yesterday.
Huh? Can each give me your predictions on the couple of remaining picks we have?
Sure. Go to the blog and you can read
Running
it.
Back.
Yeah, I'm at a loss.
Take a running
now.
Back.
I wanted to get Jonathan Dwyer, but he got chosen.
What
by
do we
the
have
Steelers.
For O-line left? Any O-line? Any good O-linemen left?
No. They just took my guy Scott.
Eric, you know I don't evaluate the offensive
line. That's true. Too good for you.
I leave that to Dante. He does a good job.
Ironically. George Selvey, Jarrett Brown is still in the mix. Brandon James, athlete, Florida.
Well, the Patriots are going to pick up Faneca tomorrow, so we don't need a
Myron Roll, Fred's guy, if he can decide whether he really wants to play the game or not.
Smart.
I wonder about that. I wonder if they would pick him up.
Myron Roll?
No, Faneca.
Why not?
I just don't think it makes any sense.
Why not?
Why pay a backup? That
well, it also didn't make any sense to draft a cornerback with your first-round pick, but they did.
Oh, wait a minute. They need cornerbacks. They don't need offensive linemen.
No, but Bill wants to do things that we don't expect. That's wonderful to know.
I'm just saying, you can make an argument that McCourty could come in here and start. You could make that argument. If he's better than Butler, you could come in here and play. You need cornerbacks.
You don't think Faneca is better than
you
Stephen
Neal?
No.
No?
No.
No. And if so, then you mismanaged the signing of Stephen Neal.
Right. And either way, it's a bad move, and I don't think he's better than Stephen Neal. Now, I understand the theory that Stephen Neal misses two or three games minimum every year, but I don't think that's worth paying. Because Faneca is going to be at the very minimum – the veteran minimum guy, which puts you at his stage, is around $1 million.
I thought you
can get guys, making $400,000 to back up your guards, and Dan Connolly and Rich Hornberger.
Yeah,
he's and
guys a leader. Like he's a leader, right?
I have no idea.
Again, a backup isn't really a leader. Do you know what I'm saying?
You know, he tells you a little bit about the Jets' offense.
If you wanted to do that, then fine. Yeah, if you wanted,
we'll trot him out as a captain when we play the Jets.
If you wanted to
just like they do
for reasons like that, sure. But
I
would be very surprised.
You can't have enough good players if you can afford.
Oh, I did want to bring up Rex Ryan was on one.
Oh, they could afford
him.
I mean, there's no cap.
Right,
they could definitely afford it. I just don't think it makes a lot of sense.
Maybe for him, I don't think it would. I don't think he'd
do
it.
Makes no sense for him.
If he wants to play a lot, probably not.
I mean, he could certainly find a starting job in the league.
Right
now. By all accounts, and he took a lot of criticism.
If I was Buffalo, I'd take him.
The last year, he took a ton of criticism up in New York. He was the guy that was the high price. That's why he took all the criticism,
right?
Because all the money he was making. He was a big money guard.
Right.
And just didn't live up
and
to it.
Also, he's not a player rep, is he?
No, you're thinking of Mawai.
Yeah. Keith in Central Florida writes in, and he says, after questionable start, this has turned out to be a pretty good draft. Pretty, pretty good. Love the Gator picks. I have seen a lot of them over the last few years and believe they will all be good to great players for the Pats. Anything is possible, but I don't envision any of them busting out like Chad Jackson.
Or most Gators.
Remember, Chad Jackson was not really all that good of a college player to begin with for Florida. The only tools Jackson had coming out was his size, speed, and potential when he was drafted. Production was not part of it because he really didn't have much in college. Make no mistake, the University of Florida players taken this year are proven and have all made significant impacts to the team in winning two national championships. Spikes will start and will be an impact player. Mark my words, he has outstanding instincts and has been a dominant playmaker against some tough
competition in the SEC, which should translate to the NFL. Now, I now feel real good about the middle linebacker positions with Mayo and Spikes. That will make a great combo. Love the tight end picks, too. And thanks for all the great coverage. P.S. Myron Roll out of Florida State would be solid as well.
Chad Jackson was productive in college. I'm pretty sure the year before Meyer got there, he was more of a big play guy. And then the way Meyer used him, his yards per catch went way down because he did a lot of underneath shorter routes.
Well, I was trying to do a search, but my computer.
I also do remember him coming out and people saying, oh, he's so young, he's got so much potential. Because
he had great hands, too, by the way.
Yeah,
say he just came out with size and speed. He had great hands.
Oh, look, we saw him in minicamp that year. We were like, oh, this guy's good.
Yeah.
You know, he looked smooth. He looked natural. We just didn't know he didn't have his head screwed on right. That's his problem.
That is a big problem.
Yeah.
And that's what we were talking about, you know, earlier. It's like, how did that get by them? You know, they do these extensive interviews, and something must have, you know, they must have missed something that would tip you off that this guy, you know. Anyway.
Two more picks till the Patriots come back.
Two more picks. Let's see.
Got 88 passes in 2005 for 900 yards and 9 touchdowns.
88 passes.
The year before, he caught 29 passes for 648, averaged 22.3 a catch with 6 touchdowns. That's good production.
That's very good
production.
So
he went from a big play guy
to it. I remember because that's when Meyer came, and they changed the whole offense, and that was the whole story. He could actually do it all. He's shown over the last 2 years, blah, blah, blah. But I would.
That's good college production.
Yeah. Like Taylor Price. Fred, I don't know if you've heard Taylor Price.
Have you seen film on him?
Nope.
James,
not before the draft.
James in Pittsburgh. Why don't we trade Thomas for Branch instead of releasing him where he'll immediately run back to the Ravens or to the Jets? I don't think he's going to the Ravens.
I think you got a much bigger shot of him going to the Dolphins,
right?
To be honest with you, based on what he said.
He listed a few teams.
And the fact that Jason Taylor signed with the Jets, I don't think the Jets would be interested in him.
Eddie Gabriel from Brooklyn, New York, wanted to know what was the problem with Ricky Sapp.
We just didn't think he was that good.
I'm not sure what he did really well. I think he did a lot of things okay.
He did a lot of things okay, right.
And but nothing that really stood out. I thought Kindle was a really strong run support guy. Sapp wasn't really that. He was a lot thinner. At least he looked a lot thinner. He not a huge difference in their actual
weight. It didn't seem like he could get to the quarterback very
well
either.
And he wasn't a great pass rusher. I'm not sure where.
But he did fall from where he was ranked.
Yeah, he was like a second-round pick. He ended up going today, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's a big drop.
Let's listen to some names. The first one, admittedly very impressive, Percy Harvin.
Great Florida guy.
Mm-hmm. Lewis Murphy, Cornelius Ingram, really Derek Harvey.
Lewis Murphy, terrific Florida guy.
Andre Caldwell. What do you mean? He's a very good player in the NFL?
Yes, he's had a good – he played for the Raiders.
I know. I thought he had like 2 good games.
He had – for a Raider rookie receiver, he had a good – a hell of a lot better than Darius Haywood Bey.
Jarvis Moss – Andre Caldwell, Jarvis Moss, Reggie Nelson, Ray McDonald, Marcus Thomas, Joe Cohen, Ryan Smith, Dallas Baker, Deshaun Winn, Brandon Siller, Chad Jackson, Jerry Mintry, Demetrius Webb, Channing Crowder, Seatric Faison – Crowder's good. Ronaldo Hill, Ben Troop, Kewon Ratliff, Max Starks, Gus Scott. There's a lot of guys that aren't very good.
A lot of bad players there.
Yeah.
There's a handful of good ones.
That's been the reputation
even
of the Florida receivers.
Top few
picks. Those aren't Florida receivers.
Those are just
Florida
defensive players. And they're all Florida players.
Those are Florida players that
both
have come out of
the
draft in the last several years. And there's only maybe 3 or 4 quality players in that whole bunch.
You go back to Lito Shepard, Jabbar Gaffney.
It's all about coaching.
Ryan Walker, Travis Taylor.
That's what worries me because we've had the coaching and we still can't get any production out of these guys.
Remember, Bill is going to spend more time with the defense this year.
Christ.
Al from Denver says,
should we give up on Hernandez then?
The respected writer from the Dallas Morning News, Rich Goslin, has McCurdy as an elite cover corner and projected him at number 24 in the first round. And the reports coming out of the Senior Bowl practices from Mike Mayock and the NFL Network were that he was the best press corner in practice. I know these are small samplings, but there are educated opinions out there that do think he will excel at the pro level on an island if placed in that position.
That's interesting.
Also, I think people are sounding a bit naive when they keep whining that no rushing outside linebacker, how toast the Patriots are for not drafting Kindle twice, by the way. During the Super Bowl years, they had an aging McGinnis and Mike Vrabel, hardly speed demons off the corner.
And exactly what Sergio Kindle is. He's not a speed demon. He's not a, you know,
fire off the ball rusher. He's more like McGinnis and Kindle.
We all agree wholeheartedly with the Rick Goslin thing that we've talked about McCourty a lot. That's how we envision him. He was a late first round guy to early second round, and we loved the way he played. He had the ability to play zone and man, some press at Rutgers. Based on all the stuff that we read, we're all thrilled with the player.
Yeah,
I
had him on my big board. What do you want me to tell you?
Yeah, Andy had him on his big board. We still think it's a little bit of a curious position, but a great play, a great pick.
I
like the pick a lot.
I'm really happy and excited to see what they're going to do with this defense now. I think there's some, you know, between the guys that have been on the team, the guys that they just picked up, and guys that, you know, like McKenzie, who we don't know about, but we're kind of hopeful. I'm very interested to see what happens with that defense this year.
I still say if you can't get pressure, you can't win. Chad Henne will make you look bad. Mark Sanchez, I don't care what you think about those quarterbacks.
Well, Pats are on the clock, by the way.
But maybe they're willing to take some more risks now if they think they can cover a little better.
Tony
take any more risks than they took,
you know,
last
because
year.
How many,
they blitz like crazy.
I know, but how
year.
Many times do we say, why are they so off their man? Why are they giving so much cushion? You know? So let's see what happens.
What, like 3 years ago?
No, last year.
New England is on the clock.
Okay.
Tony Pike just went to the Panthers.
Tony Pike, the quarterback.
So Jarrett Brown still available.
The Panthers
took two quarterbacks.
Clawson and Pike. Interesting. Interesting.
Jimmy doesn't like that. Jimmy's not happy.
All right. Predictions for this pick.
Jimmy doesn't like John
I'll say Watts. Myron Roll.
Myron Roll.
I'll say Myron Roll with this pick.
Okay.
Jimmy doesn't like that.
I'm going Jarrett Brown.
Paul, any predictions for the pick?
No, it's the sixth round. I've lost interest.
Wow, we have 2 hours to go.
He doesn't feel like
he
talking
has
no about
names that.
That he can pull from.
Well, I mean, I could just throw out the names that I know.
If this
like
was
Garrett
the EI,
Brown,
I'd be rattling them off.
I do. LeGarrette Blount.
They're going to announce it right here, Paul. Your backup QB of the future.
You know they're going to now, right?
Jensen in Boston, do you think the Patriots will stop their trading down draft strategy next year if the rookie salary cap is in place?
No.
I don't think they'll specifically stop anything for any reason.
The only pick that I could make an argument that they traded down for monetary reasons was Mayo from 7 to 10.
Yeah.
That's the only one I could make an argument for that. I don't think any of these trades down have anything to do with money.
And they've traded up. People forget that they have traded up. Ted Larson, center, NC State.
That's who the Patriots just picked.
Yes. Never heard of him.
O-line.
We didn't have a lot of center footage.
That's why
Ted Larson sounds
why,
like.
That's why I didn't deep dig to find
no.
a name.
That's
yeah,
not
and he's
good.
Yeah, he's listed as OL, not as CG or T. So
it
he's
says center on ESPN.
I'm looking at NFL Network. They have him as OL. He's a center.
Ted Larson. It sounds like the name like the local news anchor would have. Yeah. Hi, I'm Ted Larson with the 6 o'clock news. Let's see. Jensen also says really love the Brandon Spikes pick. Can't wait to see him
Me
next
too.
To Mayo. What's your take on Cunningham? Will he come in and contribute right away next year on defense?
No.
Or will he take a few years to develop?
I mean, by contributing, I'm thinking, you know, come in, start, be effective, get 7 to 8 sacks. I don't see that.
Who plays more on defense next year, Andy Hart? Jermaine Cunningham or Pierre Woods?
Jermaine Cunningham.
I agree.
Stunned. Who plays more on defense next year?
Probably Cunningham.
Jermaine Cunningham or
Don't
Derek
do it.
Burgess?
Jermaine Cunningham.
Because Derek Burgess won't be
I think
on the
that
team.
That decision has been made.
Don't do what? What are you going to ask me?
Don't mention James Sanders.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say, who plays more, Jermaine Cunningham or James Sanders?
Oh, if James Sanders doesn't play more than him, your guy is really in trouble.
Hope he makes it past the Monday waiver wire cutdown day.
Oh, that's true.
Al writes in,
who
if Spike
does make like $2.5 million a year?
If Spikes and McKenzie can take over in the middle next to Mayo, what about moving Guyton to outside? It seems like it's a spot where his speed could be a real asset. He's not bad in coverage. He's been inside for 2 years, so he could set a stout edge. And as fast as he is, you would think he could be cut loose on obvious passing downs. Teach him a swim or spin move. And let's see what the kid can if the kid can get to the QB.
You will see him lined up out there, but he's not a traditional outside linebacker for the Patriots.
Not a three down one.
He doesn't have the size to set the edge, the length in the arms. I don't think he's the mold. I'm not saying he won't play out there, but he's not the answer.
First of all, I like Gary Guyton a lot, and I think that he is a valuable player who last year, through no fault of his own, was put in a situation that he shouldn't have been. And look at the Baltimore game. this is not a guy who's a stout player against the run. He played inside. That doesn't make him a candidate to be someone that can hold up against the run. Andy's exactly right. He's not big enough to do that. He can't set the edge. What he can do is run, probably as well as any linebacker in this whole league, bar none. And that, to me, makes him a good candidate to be a sub-package guy. I agree with the emailer. I think he can give you some value as a cover guy. And I think that's the way that Bill wants to use him. I think you put him out there against some of the spread formations and have him cover guys crossing the field, slot receivers underneath in zones. I think he can be of value. If you want to send him after the passer once in a while, sure. But if you think you're going to play three downs with him as an outside linebacker, I think you're going to be in trouble.
Keith writes in, funny, you guys left out Emmett Smith to prove your point about Florida. Wake up, fellas.
I said except for running backs.
Every college program.
I said except for running backs.
Every college.
Fred Taylor and Emmett Smith.
Keith says every college program has busts in college, not just
some
University
more than others.
Florida. So.
College players from Florida suck. Get over it, Keith.
Yeah, listen, that's really unfair. I mean, Emmett Smith came out. That's not even the Steve Spurrier era. That predates the Spurrier era.
Plus, I said, aside from running backs, I actually said running backs were okay.
I thought they had another one, too, in there somewhere I liked. Wasn't there a smaller one in the mid-90s?
I don't know. Andy Narragansett said, who plays more next year, Cunningham or Crable?
Cunningham,
because he, you know, won't be injured all the time.
I think the team is banking on Crable being healthy and contributing, but I have doubts about him staying on the field. Plus, who even knows what he can do in the NFL?
I don't think the team is banking on him doing one thing. I'm not saying they wouldn't accept it, and if he shows up in camp and he's healthy and practices, he could earn his way into some role. I think they're banking on zero.
Well, it would be nice to see, but even from what we've seen of Crable, he's got
skinny legs.
Yeah.
It always comes back
to
that.
It just
Myron Roll to the Tennessee Titans.
Oh,
a good pick.
Okay.
Mr. Irrelevant in the sixth round.
Is that the end of that round?
End of the sixth round.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Now we're on the board five more times. Got
and they
a lot
had
of picks.
They had his cousin. Didn't they? Or do they still?
I don't think
Antrell Roll?
I thought you were talking about Samari.
Maybe it was Samari Roll. Yeah, that's right.
They had Tank Williams.
Is Antrell and Samari brothers, no?
I believe so. Yeah.
Speaking of brothers, a lot of people have compared McCurdy to
Jason?
No, to
he took a shot.
Rondé Barber
in
terms of style.
It's unreal. It's absolutely unreal.
You don't pay attention or you choose not to pay attention.
I don't even think you're doing it on purpose anymore.
No, he's not. He's not listening. It's disrespectful. It's like when the owner forgets Eric.
I agree.
Why? When did somebody mention Rondé
Barber?
Eric did.
When?
Earlier.
At least 45 minutes ago.
I thought he was going to say, when did somebody mention Eric?
What happened since then? Louis in Dominican Republic.
Not really.
The Dominic Republic?
Dominic Republic.
My question is, what do you think of Mesko? What are we going to...
Who?
Mesko.
He's Zoltan. A punter.
Can we talk about him, too?
He'll be the punter. He's left footed.
Eric, not everybody listens to every minute. People come in and out of the show.
I'll cut the emails.
Yeah,
they're allowed to do whatever they want.
Paul,
I was making fun of you.
Paul, explain to Eric how radio works.
I was making fun of you, Fred.
How would he know? He's not in radio anymore.
It's been so long since I've been on
radio. See, even when you talk, everybody talks over you. So what difference does it make? Why bother talking?
All right, take your skirt off. Let's go.
Oh, God.
The next 5 minutes.
Excuse me?
The next 5 minutes will be devoted to Eric Scavolino.
Go ahead, Eric.
According to Reed, we've moved up and we're on the clock.
We are. We have the first pick in the seventh round.
We do?
From the Rams.
Yes.
So that means
from the Redskins.
Maybe we got rid of another pick?
Yeah, we had to have, right?
Well, in theory. Maybe we gave
we could a, only get rid of two
maybe
of
we
them.
Gave him a sixth
I wonder who we're
year.
Targeting there. This is interesting.
Maybe we probably gave him a sixth rounder next year.
Yeah, it had to be.
It had to be.
Because
how do you know?
Because
or maybe we traded a Dallas Thomas for a seventh round pick. It could be anything, Fred. It doesn't have to be.
It has to be.
Oh my God, he's a monkey.
Thomas Welch, a Welchman out of Vanderbilt. Ooh, a tackle.
Is that who we took?
Yeah, Thomas Welch, tackle,
Vanderbilt, 307.
Okay,
That's not good.
Why?
Because I had to do a profile on an offensive lineman now.
But he's a smart fella.
Paul doesn't like to watch offensive linemen. I don't know if you've heard.
No, I just don't like offensive linemen.
Do we have details of the trade yet?
I actually like linemen because their playing career doesn't get in the way of the story. He's a lineman. You move on, and you tell whatever the rest of his life story is. Mm. You don't have to worry about, as a junior, he had picks. As a senior, he did that. He's a tackle. Who cares?
Yeah.
Let's see. The Patriots acquired number 208, the first pick in the seventh round, in exchange for the only remaining picks we could trade, 229 and 231.
Two for one.
Jackpot.
Yep.
That's exactly what we were looking for.
So now we just have
back down to 12.
The compensatories at the end?
Yep. Right.
Yep, 247, 248, 250.
And those we have to keep, unfortunately.
Now you just can't leave.
So beautiful to me.
All right.
Thanks, Bill.
All right.
Get us a solid. So now we only leave with 12?
Well, I like this Welch guy from what I've seen.
You have no freaking idea, and I'm going to get out the Pro Football Weekly.
He did that one well. Give him the nod for that.
I go to my Pro Football. That's why I buy this book for this point in the draft.
Maybe Nano can YouTube when some video.
Yeah,
for
go
us.
Watch some YouTube, Nano.
Now that we've already taken the guy and we can
exactly.
search on specific
Let's
right.
see.
He's
Levi
a Welch.
Brown. The Welch. Other Levi Brown went to the Bills.
Can you stop talking, Eric? What's the point
maybe
of talking if everybody's just going
to
talk
Maybe he
over
starts
me?
for the Bills.
Andy, you explain to Eric how radio works.
Oh, God dang. We got another brother. I mean, I didn't mean that way. I don't even know. There's no picture or anything here. But
wow.
Brother Ryan pitched at Southern Illinois.
Playing the part of Matt Millen. Andy Hart.
Did you guys see that? He had to apologize for the Pollock line.
The Pollock
yeah.
line.
Yeah.
I was wondering if he was going to.
They came back from a segment with just him by himself
in a quiet studio.
As someone who
no disrespect, cap on.
My wife is Polish, and neither she nor anybody in her family ever has ever taken offense at that term. And I was wondering if anybody was going to make him
somebody
apologize
did.
For that, and someone did.
Paul,
no
you'll like this guy.
Anyone?
He's 6'6 and 3'8, 307. You won't like that, but. Bulked up approximately 80 pounds arriving on campus at Vanderbilt.
Such a jerk.
Got in the program.
Oh, I thought you were talking about because bulked up,
eating
gained 80
too
pounds.
Much. Oh, no.
Like
no. That was you think guys learn size at the college level.
He learned size at the SEC level.
His positives are very good. Very good size with a thick frame, wide shoulders, and a frame he can still grow into. Gets into blocks quickly. Nice short area shuffle. Slide and mirror ability, flashes some power, very smart, quick learner, strong weight room ethic. Negatives. Oh, his projection was free agent. Tends to rise out of his stance.
He was taken in the seventh round. Jeez, that's a reach, Fred.
Yeah, that's a reach.
Does not power off the ball, flat backed. Is heavy footed.
I know what they mean by that.
Okay, good, hairy backed. And struggles to handle quickness, speed, and inside counters. The farther he has to go, the more he struggles. Oh, he'll be terrible on that block where he has to get out before the corner.
The one that Matt Light's 0-for,
yeah.
0-for his career.
Does not consistently move defenders off the line of scrimmage or sustain. Marginal finisher. Summary. Converted tight end. Fits the mold. They're always
yep.
converted
Athletic,
tight ends
converted
that Dante
tight end,
gets
right.
to have to try to develop into tackles. Who is still very raw and learning the position and has not yet learned to carry all the weight he has put on in a short time. Nor has Paul.
I knew he would get to it sooner or later.
Has a chance to earn a spot as a backup swing tackle in a zone slide protection, the Patriots. Has some upside to continue developing in physical maturity.
As opposed to a starting swing tackle.
Well, we have a starting swing tackle. He's Sebastian Vollmer.
That's a better book than the Our Lads.
Obviously.
Wow.
It
Our
is.
Lads sucks.
We have this conversation every year at about the same time.
Eddie from Brooklyn.
A quarterback and a tight end in high school. Redshirt in 05, played the 06 over
he's
at tight end.
He's a quarterback, and now in the NFL as a tackle.
Played tight end early in his career at whatchamacallit. Played in 10 games as a reserve and special teams player. Stepped into the starting lineup in 08, started all 13 games. Left side, he moved to the left side in 09, starting 11 games. Sprained his ankle against South Carolina and was hobbled in the final 6 weeks of the season.
Eddie says, are our running backs so stacked that we missed out on big playmaker like Dexter McCluster, a guy who could literally hide behind the line and make the difference at the end of regulation?
How about James Starks? Couldn't
at
hide
the,
behind
at the
line.
End of regulation?
I don't know what that means.
Okay.
I guess like, you
why
know.
Why couldn't he make the difference in the first quarter?
Like a last-ditch play or something like that? Oh. You know, I don't know.
I like Dexter McCluster. I think he was
one
of the more intriguing players in the whole draft.
Where did he go?
I forget.
Richard wants to know how.
Hey, Dick.
How did we address the pass rush?
We really haven't.
Well, I think they have.
Just with a developmental guy.
Yeah, that's not addressing the pass
well,
rush.
Well, no, indirectly they have because
Kansas City, Andy.
If
Dexter McCluster.
If Spikes.
Early second.
If
round.
The combination of Spikes and Mayo, you know, can you know push things around a little bit, create a little pressure, and then you got better
Spikes
coverage. Better coverage. It could result in better sacks. Just. You know, coverage sacks.
Yeah, so. I'm not asking about sacks. I was asking about
that pressure. Doesn't affect that the pass rush. Your pass rush still sucks. You're saying the coverage is better.
Yeah, but a lot of times these teams get coverage sacks. Oh, they're a great rushing team. It's because they have great coverage.
That's not true. You can see great rushing teams and not see
great
rushing teams.
Yeah, but those guys that you're talking about, the elite pass rushers, there's not a hell of a lot of them.
That's why you have to take them when
they're
available. They're
hard to come by. But even those guys that are projected to be most of them don't pan out.
All right, let me just
You have to take the risk, though, when they're there.
I understand what you're saying, Fred. And it's like
Paul understands.
It's like Bill says, well, I know how radio works, Fred. But it's like when Bill always talks.
Sure.
With
neither of them knows a damn thing about the draft.
The way that Andy says, "You know what? You know what's really
got him.
You know what's really coming out though, Fred?
What's that?
It's just how insecure Andy and Eric are.
Oh, I know.
About their little combine empire.
Yeah.
I'm never going. I'm never, ever, ever going.
That's not because we're into what?
Right.
We've never been.
The fact that I don't want to see you two guys cry. It's the one thing that you guys can
nothing
be
to do
identified
with
our
security
especially
about
Eric.
What we do.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
They've created a little cottage industry. They go to draft parties now.
Yeah.
You know,
no, it's not an industry. Not one paycheck has made it.
No, not exactly.
That would make it an industry.
But the whole thing that Bill always talks about with the defense and Andy talks about, you even kind of asked him about it a little bit.
Who?
About the pass rush and the coverage and the working concert and all that stuff. Yeah, I mean, like you said, all these teams that get a lot of sacks, it's because of the coverage.
All of them.
Well, you know, like Pittsburgh, and you know, they have terrible coverage, but they make up for it.
But to Fred's
point, by getting there,
maybe they're going to go a little more Jets-like, and we have confidence in the coverage, and we're going to send them
and go after it.
That's what I said earlier. They
can
take more risks.
Butler, McCourty, and Baden, you better have those guys because we're going after it.
Well, you can take more risks.
But what I'm saying is I don't think they have those kinds of players. Like
I don't think
Mayo and Spikes are the kind of guys like Bart Scott and David Harris that could do that.
Well, I don't know.
I certainly don't think Spikes is.
Well, Spikes is actually a legitimate playmaker at Florida. I don't know if he's a legitimate playmaker here. He made plays.
He had the little Teddy Bruschi thing
he had
where he had
interceptions.
Four straight interceptions for touchdowns.
Four touchdowns. I already typed in that stuff.
But I'm pretty sure he had sacks.
He had a few, not a ton.
He's a better playmaker than you'd think.
I don't think that's going to be my playmaker. You know, I think Mayo would have a shot to make some plays if you wanted to get reckless with him.
And by the
way, he's a little more athletic.
Part of the reason David Harris is a playmaker, I've watched him, is when he blitzes, there's other guys going that they focus on. Who are they? Are they focusing on Tully Bantakane so they can free
but
up
that's
Mayo?
That's part of my problem.
No, they're not.
But that's my reasoning.
So
I don't think
at some
they
point
have
you have
to
have
that.
At least one that people focus on. We have none, less than none.
Who's the guy that they focus on with the Jets?
Everybody.
Wow.
Calvin Pace.
But who's
yeah.
the
Rex
Bart
Ryan,
Scott, Sean Ellis.
But who do they focus on? Who's the one?
That's the point.
Those
guys can all get there.
Are you telling me Tully Bantakane is better than those guys?
I'm telling you that the Jets send anyone at any time, and that's their strength.
And that's how some guys
they don't
get
have
free.
A Julius Peppers. They don't have a Michael Strahan. It's a combination of what they do and when they do
but
it.
But they have five guys that do it better than anyone in the Patriots.
Right.
We don't know. We've never tried it. We don't do that stuff.
Did you not
stuff.
Watch the games last year?
We don't play in the same type of defense that the Jets play.
We blitzed
constantly no, we
last
don't.
Year.
No, we don't.
Fred.
We blitzed a lot
We blitzed more than we have, but we don't blitz constantly.
We blitzed constantly, especially in the second. Do you remember the Monday night game in New Orleans when no one covered the guy on the blitz? It's a cornerback blitz by Will Hite.
Yep, so you one no, play, that means we do it constantly?
We blitzed all. I'm just telling you what the head coach says. If you don't believe him, that's.
I've never heard Bill Belichick stand in front of a mic and say, we blitz constantly.
He said
how many
we blitzed
sacks?
A lot because people have criticized the passive nature of the defense, and he has come out and said, well, actually, we've been very aggressive.
How many sacks
that's
have your
what
safeties
I'm talking
had?
About. They, no, he didn't say we blitzed constantly.
Safeties have been coming constantly since December
Patrick
2008.
Patrick Chung had like three sacks.
And Merriweather,
he
never played.
He was on the field for about 10 plays.
They sent Sanders, too. He was always a step
We
lead,
don't
but.
Blitz nearly as much as the Jets do.
Not in the same way. I would say that the defense, your point about the defense is not the same.
We're
I
comparing
agree.
It to the Patriots of a couple of years ago, not the Jets. I don't care about the Jets.
The Patriots were
the Patriots.
Very aggressive in their blitzing last
year. And I would say they had
work,
to be.
And it didn't work.
Right. But they had no
they
choice.
Had to be because they couldn't get after the passer.
They had
and
no
they
choice.
They still don't have
but
a pass rusher. And you're saying that
you're saying that's what they're going to do this year.
And I'm saying that the Jets need to do that as well because they don't have those guys. They blitz constantly.
No, they do that because that's what Rex Ryan does. That's what he did in Baltimore, too.
All right.
They had Terrell Suggs in Baltimore. They play the same way they do now.
Eric in Tucson. Notice a theme this year. Team captains, football families, national championship winners, hard workers. Really shows that this team lost the last few years with retirements and how Belichick needed to fill up the roster with Patriot Way type players.
The thing is,
it's a good feature for you, Eric.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. The thing is, though, these guys are going to be young first or second year players. How are you supposed to win championships with those players?
Listen.
I'm fine with the theory, but if you expect them to be your leaders, then you're projecting
immediately,
to 2 years away.
No. Exactly. I mean,
you're laying the foundation for a couple years.
But you also
here.
Need some good followers, too. And these guys could be, you know, that type of player, too. You need guys that will listen.
I'd argue
right,
we have a lot of followers.
Especially when you
year.
Don't have strong leaders.
But here's the thing. Are you looking to win a championship 4 or 5 years from now, or are you looking to win a championship as soon as possible?
I'm looking to win championships every year.
Okay, so if you have half of your roster,
I want to be consistently competitive.
Do you feel confident with half of your roster now is going to be second year players or rookies?
That's probably the way it is with most teams.
That half of the roster
have,
is second year
you
rookies.
You have your You have your sprinkling of veterans. You have your sprinkling. It evens out.
But you'll have 12 players from last year who made the team in one form or fashion, either on. You know, active roster, practice squad. You're going to have another dozen players in this draft.
All these guys aren't going to make the team.
Well, last year they did.
I said all these guys aren't going to make the team.
Who's not going to make the team?
You know, I don't know who the guys are picking in the seventh round. Maybe five of them. They're all going to make the team.
I don't know. You're looking for all these players to fill holes.
Yeah, last year we didn't pick five guys in the seventh round.
No, but we picked two.
These
in the
guys,
sixth.
These guys they're picking in the
a
seventh
lot of
round.
Guys,
these guys in the seventh round are tantamount to street free agents. So. You know, the fact that they're coming in the seventh round instead of picking them after the draft is over, it makes no difference. Most of them will probably not make the roster.
I agree. But my point
Freddie,
is you,
I'm on board with you on that.
But you have how many good, solid years left with Tom Brady? How many?
Four. Yeah, four.
Under
five,
contract,
yeah.
One.
Well, okay. All right.
I'm
all
going
right.
Four.
But
I'm with
assuming,
you on, I'm
assuming
with you
they resign.
The, you know, they had eight guys that were on the active roster last year. All 12 stayed in some capacity. Half of those guys will probably be gone this year, or
right.
Half of the guys that you're taking to this weekend will not be around because you can't have 24 guys all of a sudden come in and make your team. It's not going to happen. You're not going to have five seventh-round picks make your team. It's not going to happen.
But my point is, if you want to win this year, are you better suited to do that with all of these young draft picks, or are you better suited to winning with them once they've developed in 3 or 4 years?
Well, obviously, once they develop and get
right.
some experience.
And Tom Brady's time is running out.
But what are they supposed to do?
I'm just pointing that
the
out. I'm not saying that there's a solution for that.
Been,
I'm just saying that that's what
you know,
that's the reality of it.
I know
it.
It's a cliche, and I know Patriots fans hate it, but the reason why the Patriots slipped from titleist to, you know, fringe contender, okay, is 06, 07, and 08. Because rather than continuously replenishing the talent in 02, 03, 04, and 05 with terrific drafts, they didn't get very many players that contributed. The best they did from 06 to 08 was acquire Wes Welker and Randy Moss in the 07 draft. So whereas you used to lose a Damian Woody and replace him with Dan Copen, and you used to replace Joe Andruzzi with a Logan Mankins and replace a Ty Law with Asante Samuel, you're no longer replacing guys through the draft with players that are better.
Well,
they're comparable.
They started getting their mojo
now,
back last year.
But they're trying to right, do that right. now in 09, and hopefully they're doing it again in
010.
Right.
So, but you have to start somewhere.
Right.
You can't just sit there and say, we really, you know, we messed it up. In, you know, with those drafts, we missed on too many picks.
Now
we're screwed. You have to keep drafting and trying to get it right. And then, unfortunately, what it's done, to Eric's point, is it's closed Brady's window a little bit.
Yes.
You know, he's not the same guy. He's not going to be here forever. And I think it's realistic to say 4 or 5 years is probably about the length of time that you can realistically expect to continue winning titles with Tom
right.
Brady.
Right. In a couple years, maybe three at the most, you got to start thinking about who's the guy that's going to replace Tom Brady.
Your boy Mickey Shuler just went too, Andy.
Mickey Shuler, huh? Good center fielder.
Wow, Andy, not excited.
Mickey Shuler.
Former Jets tight end.
Let's see. Steve says, hate to disagree, but I am happy we did not draft Sergio Kindle. I am mystified as to why you guys are so high on him. I am in the John Rook camp, who watched him every week. One, I thought Eric and Andy both came back with negative impressions of him from the combine.
Yep.
Two, he does not play hard every down and even takes some off. 3, it seems he benefited from all the attention on Brian Arakpo 2 years ago. And 4, his play and stats regressed this year. These, to me, overrule his obvious size and physical tools. Normally, Paul would express similar thoughts. Andy would hold a grudge from the combine, and Eric heard all this sitting beside Rook. As I said, I am just stumped as to why you guys liked him so much.
Because
the theory is very, very good with him. And I do want to question, his sack numbers went down. They went from 10 to 5. I believe his tackles for a loss were either the same or went up.
And let me ask the emailer this question. Who would you rather have starting for you week one, Sergio Kindle or Jermaine Cunningham?
And I think the whole Kindle thing to me is completely out the window because of the medical. I have no idea. You know, Baltimore might have found themselves a diamond in the rough steal in the second round if he can play. If he can't and he misses a whole year, still might be worth a pick.
Right.
But he may never be a player. And if that's the case, that's a complete waste of a second-round pick because you should expect to get a player in the second round. Andy and Eric did. They definitely came back from the combine with a very negative opinion of the guy. I just thought he represented a good all-around outside linebacker. I thought he played the run. I thought he rushed the passer a little bit. I don't think he was great at rushing the passer.
Right.
But for what Belichick asked guys to do with that position, I thought he represented a good player. I agree with Eric.
And I'm pretty sure I said about 1,000 times that I liked
the theory of
Kindle using Belichick's own theory. The guy who could play the run, play the pass, cover, rush, was 6'4" almost, ran a 4.6. And I agree. He was a disappointment.
And he did have his best year with Arakpo, no question.
But I also want to point
out
that
he was also very, very good in the national championship game against Alabama.
On the bum knee. And Bill Belichick is a buddy, supposedly, with Mike Mayock, who's supposedly the smartest man in the business, told me he was better than Arakpo. Right?
That's what you said. I'm not privy to that combine knowledge.
Oh, we got another sissy soccer player down.
Gino writes in... you guys are discounting Ted Larson. He could be a diamond in the rough. Converted to center from defensive tackle, he's able to run strong and extremely physical, can play guard and center, a great pick. So,
I will admit I'm better with a center in the seventh round than in the first, which some people projected the Patriots taking. So I'm better developing my center in the last round.
But can
of the
you
draft.
Confidently say that a guy is a great pick as a seventh rounder? I mean, that's basically
not this guy. Some guys, like
unrestricted free agent at this level. You never know who's going to be.
I think he's the perfect fit for the developmental program. Those former tight ends.
We know we always
Tom
take,
Ashworth, love him.
We always take offensive linemen.
You got to have them
from rounds 5 to 7 and let Dante work with them. And we just took 2 more. We took a tackle.
You
we
need
took a
numbers.
Center.
Yeah.
Dante is excellent at developing these guys. Andy's 100% on point. No one's done it better than Dante.
Alex in Edmonton. I just got home from a huge bender last night, so I missed most of last night's draft coverage and all of today's. Anyway, do you think you could give a quick recap on each of our draft picks? Maybe if each of you could give a quick ranking of A, B, C, D, or F to each pick. Why do they skip B? Or to recap the draft today.
Schools.
Obviously, I know we'll be going through each pick extensively this week, but I'd love a quickie. and he said, Andy, laugh here. Recap on the draft so far. Cheers, boys, and I hope you guys get to celebrate the end of the draft tonight by drinking to get drunk.
I don't know. I have a sore throat.
We were going to go drink.
So,
who?
Mike Mayock. You said you had a sore throat. Crickets.
Yeah.
I still can't believe that their number one analyst is gone.
Oh, that's good. Dakota Watson to the Bucks. That's a good pick. He's a good runaround linebacker for them.
Oh, with 10 picks into the seventh round already, huh? How many picks total in this round? I
know 255. A lot of Lions are the...
How many picks in this round?
48.
Thank you.
Wow, you two going to fight?
So we have 38 more picks?
Nano Steel says...
Yeah. Are we just going to skip that email? No one's given their little
what's that?
A, B, C, B, C, D.
Devin McCourty, B.
B.
Yeah, B.
Rob Gronkowski,
A.
plus.
Cunningham,
C.
C plus.
B minus.
B minus. Spike,
A.
B
minus.
A.
B plus.
A.
I'm
just going to shout everybody out with an A.
Price.
Where do we go? Price, yeah.
C.
C. Because we don't know.
Yeah.
Minus?
C-.
Well, incomplete because you guys haven't seen the tape yet.
I'm just giving.
Then you can't grade anyone ever in any draft on any team.
I'm not giving pluses or minuses. I'm just giving letter grades.
The one guy you liked as the best running back in the draft went in the sixth round.
Aaron Hernandez, B.
B.
Minus.
Mesko.
A.
A.
C.
Wow, you got to hate, huh? And then who was after that? Was
he's
the lineman after
he's
that?
He's got a big leg. What are you looking for?
Undrafted free agent. Who's next?
Just dismissively.
Yeah, it's the way Paul is. His tone is.
Ted Larson?
If he went to a combine.
Ted Larson. Ted Larson with the evening news.
Ink. I have no idea.
Yeah, Ink.
I have no idea about him
or this other guy.
Overall, so far, grade the draft so far.
B.
B plus.
B plus is A. I'm with Paul. B plus.
B minus.
I like what they did with the important picks.
Your biggest need is still your biggest need.
The first
B-.
five picks, I really liked four of them. I don't know really much about Price, so I can't put him in there.
Nano says, not everyone can be a leader, and in fact, leaders by themselves with not followers are useless. What you need is a few leaders and a lot of good followers. Watch this YouTube video about dancing hippies. It illustrates the leadership-follower relationship perfectly.
That's a pretty good observation.
I think it's more like when you see that one goose flying across the sky and there's no V behind him. He's like lost. He's lost his V.
Mm. Oh, my internet went down again.
Why do we have such internet problems here?
Well, in my case, I have a loose connection.
Yeah, but what about the internet?
I knew that one.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Where's the rim shot,
Don't
Doc?
Be jealous that I've been chatting online with babes all day.
Bird's Doc. Not here today.
Even Doc doesn't pay attention.
Who's not here today?
The little bird that hits the button.
Oh, you heard that.
What do they call those things with oil in them or water?
I am the winner.
Let's see.
Would you like us to talk about something while you
try to look up emails?
Have an email ready. We only have 4,000.
I thought he said his internet just went
John
down.
In L.A., need young running backs. Love to take Blount and perhaps a fullback finally for a short yard weakness.
Isn't he Blount?
They took Merriweather despite his something on the field. I don't
McCurdy
know what that
Blount.
Means. Blount was a Heisman candidate and supposedly a number one round talent. Was LeGarrette he? Has Blount. He been taken yet?
I never heard of him being a Heisman candidate. LeGarrette Blount?
Oh, I think he was mentioned.
Okay.
Early.
I stand corrected.
Yeah.
I never heard of him as a
Well, he never
Heisman
really
candidate.
Because that happened early, but like last summer, I think he was like a watch list type guy. There's a lot of those.
I just never saw him on any of them.
It never happened. If Paul never saw it, it never happened.
John writes in
I
about.
I stand corrected.
John writes in about the pass rush. I know it was just one game, but I have watched the Denver game a few times, and I don't think any pass rush would have helped. They were getting the ball out in less than 2 seconds, which means we need to be able to play tight on receivers to make the quarterback look to the next option. I don't think we could do that last year.
Okay, what about Chad Henne? Was he getting the ball out in 2 seconds?
He's just talking about that one game. That's all.
Right, and I'm talking about that one game.
So talk about the Denver game. Is he right or wrong?
No, you talk about the Miami game if you want to talk about one game.
Yeah.
Eric, stand up for yourself. Talk about the one game you want to talk about.
That's what I just did.
Is he right or wrong?
He's right about that particular game.
Okay. I don't think the coverage.
But what about the other games when the quarterback stands in the pocket and has 10 minutes
I remember
to throw.
A lot of times.
I don't think the coverage was great last year, but I think the pass rush was worse.
And by the way, we should probably throw the Denver game out on some level because that's the game that everybody got benched for. It was an absolute.
Yeah.
And the Patriots should have won it, too, in
spite of all
that. Defensive
backfield guys.
Adalys Thomas got benched after that. Mm-hmm. Lee Bodden got benched after that. And Sean Springs got benched
after
that, I believe.
I'm convinced that Lee Bodden got
coverage.
Benched after that because he was yapping.
Could be. He got benched. I don't know what he got
benched
for.
I don't think it was for his play.
That was a very painful game for the team.
Not for Josh McDaniels.
That was bitter.
He enjoyed it. That was the highlight of his young coaching career.
That's right. Tyrone writes in, we have old-timers in the backfield. We should have taken a running back.
I agree. There's still time.
They've got three more picks.
We can still
have
like, the 250th best running back on the board.
You know, and normally I would scoff at that, but this is the one position where you can get a guy that he could pan out. He could. If
you
he
can
could
get
play,
a guy with the 43rd pick in the seventh round.
You can get a running back anywhere. What I'm saying, you can pick a running back in the first round. You can pick a running back in the third, and you can pick a running back any round.
Terrell Davis,
if the guy has talent, I think there's more hits on running backs spread throughout the draft probably than any other position.
Don't take them.
Mark in Buffalo, if the Raiders release Darren McFadden, do you think the Patriots should be interested?
I think they would be.
If they release him, yes.
Yes. Yep.
A lot of money.
I erroneously said they would trade for him before I found out. Yeah, that he makes $4 million a year. Ooh, maybe we can trade Adalys Thomas 4 for $4 million.
Oh.
Then you get him here for a year. You're wasting the $4 million.
It's an Al Davis player, big.
fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Managers like a player, can't play like a
John wants to know, can you absorb some of a player's salary when you trade him? In other words, can you trade Thomas and pay for half his salary to make the trade more attractive?
I don't believe you can.
No, not in the NFL.
Like you can in other sports.
Yeah. Right.
No, doesn't work. Not happening. No thanks.
Let's see. Mark in Buffalo, can you rank the AFC East teams from best to worst on how they drafted this year?
No.
Draft's not.
I don't know.
Way to shoot the emailer down.
Well, I don't have the lists of the Jets and the Dolphins and Bills draft.
Who do you want first?
I think the Patriots did the best. I mean,
of course you do, Fred Jr.
Well, I'm, you know, that's me. I'm every
everything Patriots.com.
Buffalo Bills, CJ Spiller, Terrell Troop, Alex Carrington, Marcus Easley, Ed Wang, Arthur Motes, Dan Batten, Levi Brown, Kyle Callaway.
I like the top half of that.
The Miami Dolphins is loading. Jared Odrick, Koamisi, John Jerry, A.J. Eads, Nolan Carroll, Rashad Jones, Chris McCoy. And the NYJ and the NYC.
Kyle Wilson.
Vladimir Dukas, Joe McKnight, and John Connor.
I like.
I think the Patriots have done the best. Yeah,
I think the Patriots were markedly the best.
Patriots.
Followed closely by
Dolphins, Bills tied, Jets up the rear.
I think the Bills might have done pretty.
Really? You thought the Bills did the second best? I thought the Bills.
I think the Bills did do the second best.
I thought the Bills were just okay. I didn't think it was a train wreck.
I like the top half of the Bills draft.
I think Spiller was good, but I think
the Jets drafted one player, Kyle Wilson. Beyond that, I'm not sure any of the guys will ever be anything.
Well, I think McKnight for a fill in. If you're going to ask him to be your guy, no, but. As a guy who can maybe...
Is he going to play the Leon Washington role?
Yeah, I think he can do that.
He's not as dynamic as Leon Washington.
But I think he could be.
He could be.
I don't.
He could be.
I think he could be on a high school football field.
Why are we analyzing it then? Andy just says no.
I can have my opinion. You can have yours.
No, he can't. Can't do it.
Iggy in Madrid said the Patriots traded in the first round, acquired a third. Yesterday they traded third to the Panthers and got a second. Bill is always criticized by trading down, but this was a very good trade that I believe you guys have not mentioned.
Amigo,
I believe you're not listening.
Iggy.
And maybe your cabeza needs to get more granda.
Wow.
More grandy.
Yeah, grandy.
Andy, trading for picks is fine, but you have to eventually, at some point, make the picks.
But we certainly made a big deal out of their trade.
The third straight year, they'll have four picks in the top two rounds,
and we also
and two that could be
that
high
Carolina
in the rounds.
Might stink, although I think Carolina's going to be okay.
You love Carolina.
I do. I like John Fox more than most. And I also thought that the fact that they finished around 500 last year with Matt Moore, I think they can be all right.
More or less.
Let's see. Michael writes
once they
in.
They got DeLome out of there. They started winning games.
Michael's a first-time listener. Great show, he says.
Sorry.
He says Tom Brady is questionable. He doesn't have the drive he did in 01 to 03. I wouldn't be shocked if he gives up the NFL for his new family at the end of his contract. He's going to the Hall of Fame. He has the rings. He's accomplished. What more does he need? He doesn't want to retire with a broken body. That's a fact. The Pats are rebuilding now and will be – the Pats, I think you meant, are rebuilding now and will be for the next 2 years. If Tom sticks around, it's to train his replacement. Or the Pats find that drive they created in 01 and win – with that underdog mentality now.
My initial reaction is to rip this, but I think Tom Brady has been as flippantly philosophical over his career that this is not ridiculous. Remember the point when it was, there's got to be more than this. This is all there is. But then he comes back with, I love football. There's nothing I miss more and want to do than practice. He changes. He has these like grand epiphanies and awakenings. So I don't think it's absolutely ridiculous to say he could ever think, I'm done with football. I've done all I want to do.
But, like,
football.
When is he going to be done?
I don't know.
When do you suggest
But that? I didn't know when he was on top of his game, that was when he was, there's got to be more than this, right? Blah, 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 blah. And now he gets hurt, and he missed it more than anything, and I just want to be in the locker room with the guys. I think he's a bit weird in that area. I think he thinks a lot in his head about all that.
I think when he does these stupid magazine interviews, he likes to say things that will be requoted.
I
think he's full of shit.
I agree with Tom.
Well done, Doc. That was your best drop into the weekend.
So. I had someone argue with me, by the way, you know, in regards to Tom. You know how Tom does that a lot on the radio, especially on the Monday morning talk with John and Jerry? I said, I go, no one drops.
John Jerry?
John and Jerry. John Dennis, Jerry Callahan.
John Jerry.
Good morning.
Prospect still on the board, I think.
Oh, okay.
Maybe one of the top available.
And I said, well, who you know, who drops more F-bombs on the radio than Brady? And the
S-bombs.
Guy I was arguing with, you know, I just meant F-bombs. And he swears on the, he has to get bleeped out on the radio pretty much every week.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that I was arguing with goes, I've never heard him swear. Heard him swear once. And I was like, okay. I mean, I didn't even necessarily.
And he walked across the Charles.
But the funny thing is, I didn't even mean it as a character flaw. I mean, no one swears more than I do.
Fred does.
So it wasn't like necessarily meaning it as a character flaw.
Yeah.
But the guy tends to get beeped out every Monday.
I bet you Tim Tebow doesn't do that.
No, never.
Well, your guy, the pitcher for the Red Sox, does it all the time.
Beckett.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. He's a crass.
Only he's
Texan.
That is, to me, a character flaw for him because I think he does it on purpose and he does it to intentionally be a tough guy.
You hate everyone.
Pseudo,
huh?
No, I love Beckett. You know that. But I think that's...
I can tell.
I think that's... Well, just because I like a guy doesn't mean I have to like everything he does. It's like Manny. I loved Manny, but I didn't think it was right that he knocked a traveling secretary on his butt.
When I'm with somebody, I'm with him.
Well,
that's Manny being Manny, you know.
Yeah.
Cedric in Chicago says, I have a Teddy Bruschi, Randy Moss, and Gerard Mayo jersey. I plan on buying Rob Gronkowski and Spike's jersey. Don't you think that the odd thing is that I don't have Brady's? You guys are the best. Andy, keep on bringing those naughty jokes. That's great. Eric, you got to talk more with more conviction. Fred is great. And Paul, man, isn't that guy great and wise? Wow.
Which Paul?
Where's the punchline?
Talking about Paul in London?
No, Paul.
I missed the punchline.
Paul's wise. So,
was that supposed to be a D? Wide?
Maybe.
Well, the S and the D are right next to each other.
I believe that was a typo. He's wide.
Raji wants to know about what we think of Blair White,
wide
receiver for Michigan State, A.J. Jefferson running back from Fresno, or George Selvey?
A.J. Jefferson running back, Fresno.
I like George Selvey.
I think Lonnie Miller is the other guy that we like.
Is George Selvey still available?
Oh, yeah. I believe he is.
I would take him.
I would too. Very surprised that George Selvey is
still
available.
Miller.
I like Lonnie Miller,
I don't
Miller
know who
too.
A.J. Jefferson is. I don't think I had him on my big board. I didn't.
It's just funny the way you say big board.
Do I say
it a little bit.
John in South Carolina says...
makes it sound like it's a little toy. I didn't have him on my big board.
John in South Carolina says, just for the record, I was not saying it is important to improve our pass rush, but I am saying just improving the pass rush would not help. So,
well, luckily, they have not improved the pass rush.
Hey, another puncher got taken a little while ago, huh?
Who that?
Malone?
Matt Dodge.
Oh, get out of Dodge.
Joe Mariani got taken,
Joe Mariani's cousin, Mark,
from Montana.
I liked him at the Combine. Look, they don't even list his
You were at
away.
The Combine?
That's too bad. Shut up, doctor.
I didn't actually see him there.
Yeah, he was at a table, not a podium.
I meant you.
That was a good funny.
John in Atlanta wants to know, would the Rams have been better drafting Sue or McCoy than a quarterback?
No.
I don't think so.
Would
I
the
think
Colts
they
have been
had
better
have
not drafting Peyton Manning in 1998?
Yeah, if you think that Bradford's your guy, you take him.
Now, listen, it's all about whether or not Bradford pans out. Andy's right. If he's the Peyton Manning, no one's going to say, you should have really bolstered your lines.
Who's a surer thing?
Are
the defensive linemen surer things than Bradford based on skill or position?
I think position, they're a surer thing.
I agree.
Tim from Ohio, but he's in New Hampshire in college. Who's the douchebag that laughed at Taylor Price for only having a workout with New England? I mean, come on, he came from a small school and didn't put up huge stats.
Not that small.
There is no
and he had stats!
There is no need to laugh at him. Bill saw enough in him to use a fourth on him. So the idiot writer should get off his back. I love the second day picks. Great
First
value.
First of all, the idiot
production
writer was defending the player who was productive.
Great value, production, and character. Plus, Spikes had some of that nasty the team was missing
wasn't
last
bad.
Year.
He was reacting.
Oh, wait. What are we talking about?
You don't even listen.
Oh,
it wasn't even
listen
you.
To the podcast.
I'm not so sure it wasn't me.
Well,
I remember laughing a little bit when he said he was the only team that worked him out. But
so
then it
probably was
because I wasn't at the conference call. I made a comment on the show, our show, that can we stop? Can't we just get the wide receivers that everybody thinks are good instead of the ones that no one else knows about? So we have to We're not content to just get good players. We have to get players that no one else knows about.
This person was talking about his phone conference when they were talking to him.
That must be Andy then.
It must have been Andy.
Paul treats conference calls like combines.
Why? I went to one today.
He avoids them.
No, Aaron Hernandez, I went to.
Which prospects am I doing?
Lying your ass off.
You have Ted Larson, and I have this other.
I have Ted Larson?
Yeah, and I have the other one that we took in this round, which I forget his name already. The tackle.
Welch.
Yeah.
Jack Welch.
Vanderbilt guy.
All right, well.
Are we done?
Yeah, we're done. That was a fast 2 hours.
That was a bad end.
Patriots still have a bunch of compensatory picks in the seventh round, which are tantamount to free agent guys. So, of course, Patriots.com will have all the information on those players as soon as we get it and as soon as those picks are made. So keep logged on. And, of course, we'll be back on Tuesday to just sort of after we've digested all this stuff to, you know, give our take on where do we go from here. With the Patriots, and who knows, there could be some moves between now and Tuesday. You just never know. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you on Tuesday.
That'll do it. Another PFW in progress. We'll be back next week.
But we gave it our best.
Yes. And I guess your best wasn't good enough.
Patriots.com Radio. I did my best.